You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
We here. Making noise. Hola. Hola. Kurt, we're back.
Hold up, I said.
Hola.
Hold up.
Hola. God well, damn it, I make this show so much cooler.
We are them boys.
Jesus Christ.
I can't argue with that.
This show would be a dork fest without me.
Oh, please. Is that what the secret is?
Just a nerd
jungle
off.
Music.
That's right. Jungle
Your jungle
vibes.
Rhythms.
The vibes.
It leads to violence. And I don't like it. And yes. Joe, and at least the Joe Haraway
and at
dancing.
Least a room full of people who listened to your comedy when you first started.
Yeah.
So you think those vibes, those ghetto vibes.
I got my special helmet here next to me for this show.
Oh, yeah. What's the helmet from? Who?
It's, I don't know. E-Rock gave it to me. It's from something. It's the Race Wars helmet. I don't know how good it is to share helmets, but.
I mean, it looks like a good helmet, like a World War II type of situation.
Yeah.
Or Korea.
Let's introduce our guest first. First, let's say Keith. Fucking
Keith didn't
out.
Make yeah Keith he said he had you know he
money
had,
my aunt like he has a living aunt
he had his family
that
situation 70
year old man
show some respect. Maya Angelou is his aunt and she
family.
Wasn't feeling well she's
my
not
aunt
feeling.
Was the last surviving slave and she was gone now
his aunt said she felt like a cage bird. Yeah classy show.
Yeah, and but we still got Tony Darrow and Sue
yeah,
Costello
right.
here.
Tony
that's
Darrow's right. here. Welcome that's, to the show.
Yeah.
Sue Costello's right. here.
Hear my Keith. Pussy holla.
Oh. Yeah. Is that what
yeah.
that was?
Yeah, that's what they were singing. Yeah.
Oh, that bravo. Was.
That's what I heard anyway.
Sue, have you... No.
Hello.
Sue, how are you at Becky?
You gotta be good at Becky. She's white.
Yeah, man, Becky. Well,
you know what Becky is, by
no.
the way? His head is oral.
No.
That's what these kids say now.
On a scale of one to great cock, what
this
do you
is a very investigative
we're
going to
ask Tony Darrow the same
show.
Same question.
What is yeah. the question?
How good are you at head? Giving Becky.
Giving Becky.
I didn't even
that's
know
a,
that that's
in
what
the song.
It was called.
It was
now
in
I'm
going to
be hip. Oh, it was?
Yeah, that's the
I'm gonna
saying.
I'm going to say that on the... When I do the black shows, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm fucking good at giving Becky! And then I'll twerk.
You're going to be huge
I
on black
twerk.
Twitter.
I can't twerk. I look like I'm electrocuted when I try to twerk. I wish I could. I can't, though.
You can't
I have no
give
bum.
A twerky?
I don't have a bum, so it doesn't go up and
you just
got
to have the
no,
fight.
A bum?
A bum
you
bum.
Just got to, you know, you just need a little bit.
From Great Britain?
I'm from Boston, Tony.
They don't call it bum in
yes,
Boston.
Yes, they do. Are you kidding me?
What is
yes.
it called?
Yeah. A bum. We have a lot. We say cobbler. We have a lot of things from Britain.
A cobbler?
Yeah, the cobbler.
The
rubbish.
Cobbler.
Rubbish.
Wait, you mean you go to a shoe store and you're like, go to the cobbler. And get
no, the
some.
Fixer.
It's funny
the guy who fixes the
when
shoe.
I wear my Jet jerseys, the Patriots games. That's yeah. not. Those aren't the words I hear.
Oh, yeah.
No, you get cunt and fuck it.
Yeah.
Kick
fuck
your
the
ass,
Jets.
Fucking asshole. Show us your goddamn cock.
You twat.
That's my experiences in Boston.
Why don't you Becky yeah. me? Becky me.
Yeah. People want Becky. Well, yeah, and but also, you know who couldn't call in? That dude that we were making fun of on last... Well, I was making fun of. That Twitter beef guy that from Portland, Toby.
I like how you only been really on Twitter for a couple...
I know,
not
already.
Really, like, I would say a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's already
a
problem.
And you already have fiery beef. How do you always have fiery beef on Twitter? You just started Twitter.
I got fiery
you
beef.
You still have, like, fate, like a fucking...
Is that the new Taco Bell special, Kurt? The fiery beef Twitter? Well, yeah.
You still got MySpace beef. That's the kind of beefer you are.
They found me on the new things. And
LinkedIn beef.
And then LinkedIn. Aaron, because, you know, Aaron's on the show now. Aaron
yes,
from
Aaron's, Jezebel. That's right. Aaron's here, of
but
course.
She texted me today that what's her name? Voldemort. She who remained unnamed. That fucking is that, remember that dumb article about me?
Yes.
That I harass Twitter personalities?
By the way, I call every article about you a dumb one.
Yeah. I no argument there. Okay. You're fighting a losing battle trying to ride my coattails. I mean, seriously, I got 16,000 followers. You're not going to get anywhere trying to use my name to,
who
like...
Who are these 16,000?
But she uploaded it to some... What did you say she uploaded it to? Some kind of, like, feminist virtual network or something.
Oh, she shared it in the feminist world?
In the Fematrix.
Yeah. So as the as the official like resident of the Fematrix that's been has a visa to be at Race Wars. It was it was just something that was shared among like a group that is like for female writers that identify as feminists, and
I call them the unfuckables. Okay, good.
I know.
Well, I used to be in that group.
Was that too much?
I'm a feminist icon writer. That's the best part.
And you are.
I'm probably the most successful feminist writer of any of those writers.
Yes, I agree.
Me.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was shared on that. I'm actually not in the group. I left because I was like, this is too many emails. Like, I have to get out of here. But yeah, it was one of my friends was like, oh, hey, like, I saw this thing. And I was like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine.
Oh, about Kurt?
Yeah, because you know what? The article is so good.
Let's first agree that these girls, this circle of friends, this traveling circle of fucking traveling pants bitches.
A traveling pants.
Are needy.
They've all got...
That's a needy circle. Come on, back me up, Sue. Don't make this a man-woman thing.
No, I'm still caught on that there are female writers that identify as feminists. That's like...
Well, I mean, you don't, like, you kind of don't get assigned that. You have to be like, I'm a feminist. You know, it's not like something that you're not born and they don't stamp it on your birth certificate. You know what I mean? Like, you don't graduate with a degree and being a feminist.
But you have to be a feminist. Is to be part of the group.
Well,
yeah,
listen,
I don't think they would let you in if you weren't. But I'm
so
again,
it could just be called the feminist writers group.
Aaron, for real, like being a feminist.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. I didn't want this to be a he/she thing. Just a smart and what the
it
fuck
could.
Are these
That's
bitches
true.
Doing?
That wasn't really economic. No. You know
if you
what?
Get
actually,
a one on
a
Becky rating, you're
I'm
going to
send
feminist.
An email. I'm going to CC you on the email.
One on a Becky rating.
Do you think? Yeah, I should write a heartfelt letter and ask them how they would rate their Beckys each one. But just to be called a feminist, and if I'm wrong, it just means you believe in equality, right? It's that simple, is it not? Or no?
No.
It should
it
be.
Is, I
it
mean,
should be
I,
that simple.
I'm not, I hate to be like, I'm the feminist police, but it's just like any belief system. And Kurt, I've heard you kind of like equate it to religion in some
cases.
He
does that to everything. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm right every time.
Like,
I'm only
it's like one of those,
man.
You know, like there's. I think that there's sometimes a bait and switch with feminism because like it'll be introduced to you like, hey, if you believe in equality, then you're this. And everyone's like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah, I believe in equality. And then you buy into it. And once you're like, yes, I'm this. They're like, oh, no. Now you also believe this, 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 and this. And you love Beyonce and you do this and you do this and you do this and this. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't sign up for all these extras.
It's a cult.
Necessarily.
It's a cult.
Well, it's just like with any like belief system, like when you use one word to describe a whole bunch of beliefs, it like gets complicated because nobody ever agrees on what that word means. So it's like, I mean, on one
hand...
Well,
we agreed on Becky. We all believe in that.
That's true.
Somebody, I mean, that's the gold standard.
Well, you know, Becky's also my babysitter from when I was 12.
Yes, she is. I know Becky. I know that one.
I could never get that babysitter.
She got 7.3.
She keep a baby...
a babysitter.
Well, because Aaron got... I hadn't looked at it before, but Aaron got... She described to me, and I couldn't even get my head around it when you're talking about... She wrote that article about selfies are not empowering their cry for help. Selfies, right?
Right.
I didn't write the headline, by the way. That got put on by an editor.
You know, it's a good headline, though.
I don't like the headline. I'm glad you said it, because people don't realize
like
you don't write that...
Then it gets you clicking on it. That you it's clickbait. So you gotta have something like that to draw you in. I like
that. Okay,
headline.
But this is the part that
gotta pay bills.
I honestly, guys, I think she explained it on another show, and I couldn't get my head around it, but I had to look it up. She got death threats for that.
So you got my email.
But
sorry about the all caps, but you know, I wanted you to know you was going to die.
I'm tired of your empty promises, Sherrod. Like, when are you going to kill me?
Yes. You all heard it. You all heard it here first. With that live stream?
Here, take the Sherrod helmet. Trust me. You're going to want it.
It's not a death threat. It's not a legitimate death threat unless they tell you how they're going to kill you.
Oh. Well,
I did get like a bunch of pictures of gutted fish tweeted at me.
Maybe he'll throw you back when he's done.
Hey, wait a minute.
You.
Aaron, first of all, that's transphobic. Those are pictures of trans woman pussies. They don't come out there.
Come on,
I don't know. It looked a whole lot at like what I had done when I was like in Wisconsin fishing with my dad. It was just like, all right, well, I know how to fish too.
Well, nice to send you a picture of a tent with
but
a
But
hole
you know
in
why it.
It
was, why people are so mad about it? Because I'm reading the articles against her. It's very empowering. See, when a woman, this is a quote.
What did she write?
When a, that your selfies are fucking dumb or whatever. What did you write?
Maybe I'm the gist of it, to just kind of Cliff's notes it, was that like, it's not, yes, to Cliff Huxtable it.
Rape the story.
It's not like to post a picture of yourself on the internet and to like ask for likes on Instagram is literally seeking approval from people. And it's not empowering to put your self-worth in the hands of other people. Not that it's like inherently bad. Well, maybe it's just not inherently like, yeah, I'm being like, this is super empowering. Like I'm such a, it's not like inherently an empowering act to like trust.
But maybe it's not supposed to be. Maybe it's just supposed to, I'm
right,
sorry.
But no, they're talking to the microphone, Tony. How long have you been doing this?
Maybe. No, but maybe.
The Becky
stuff scared me away from it.
Tony, in somebody's living room.
I don't know why this crowd's not laughing.
just Becky into that microphone.
There was a bunch of articles at the time talking about how empowering selfies were, and I was sort of like, they're not really, though. Like, you're still like looking for approval from people, and I don't think it's empowering to put your self-worth in the hands of other people.
If you're looking for approval, maybe
but
just trying to make your friends and ex-boyfriends feel bad
about
themselves.
No, I'll have to disagree with
thing.
You there. I don't want right? to, I'm not in a rage. I can have an intellectual conversation with you, but I disagree with you with that because I feel like as a performer and as a personality and as somebody that people connect with, sometimes when you put the picture up, it reminds them of who you are.
Sure.
It reminds them, they connect. It's not always just, can you tell me I'm pretty?
And like I think that's a really good exception. That's a really good exception. But I think most people are not performers.
Yeah.
And like I think that's a really good point. But I was like painting in broad brush strokes. And I would say 95% of people that are posting a picture of themselves to a social network are not like reminding people of like how great they are performing or like how great the art is.
They're not so,
like,
doing a weekend at the slap
right,
hut.
Right. It's not like I've never done it. I've done it too, but it's sort of like, I think I'm pretty in this and I want other people to tell me I think I'm pretty. It's not empowering.
Right.
Well, it's
I can't sort
even of like,
stop it. I think
but
I'm
listen,
pretty.
This is the people who attacked her, because what you're saying and you're saying is reasonable.
Reasonable.
The people who attacked her, this is the kind of shit that they're writing.
Let's hear it.
For those...
I shouldn't say that.
For those of us who don't fit into the white, cisgender, thin beauty... By the way, what is this idea that I only will fuck white girls? Like, we all like hot
black
girls,
too. That's page 7 in your diary.
Yeah. there are...
Well,
that
if you
are,
notice that we always get... I'm a thin white girl, and we get slammed all the time, and it seems to be okay. Like, they call it slim slamming.
Me and my friends call it, too.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
I've never heard that.
In college, we went out slim slamming and hogging. No, you got a little bit of both, all girls.
No, you guys are wrong, because selfies are a truly radical act. This is the quote, and female narcissism attacks the patriarchy. That's what this Dizzy Fatso wrote in her thing. To praise narcissism, like, yeah, it's maybe a danger to the patriarchy. It's also a danger to women and children and literally everything good in the world, your dumb narcissism. They people want to kill her for daring to say, maybe you shouldn't be a fucking narcissist.
It wasn't like, don't do it. It was just like, this isn't empowering.
Right.
Like, it was like, do it, but you're not like, don't act like you're doing some kind of like radical political thing when you're doing it, which I think is like a super mild point to make. It's
you don't
like,
see this.
It is pretty mild.
Okay, like maybe, I don't know. It was like really baffling, but sometimes like just people get really riled up on the internet.
Well,
and I was like at the center of that.
You know
and,
why? Aaron, because it's easier than doing sit-ups.
I can do sit-ups and write on the internet at the same time.
But you see how twisted it? Because this is the thing that bugs the shit out of me. We gotta tell everyone they're fucking beautiful now, or everyone's one tweet away from killing themselves if they're not beautiful. I don't know if you're aware of this.
I don't know if I completely agree with this.
That's what they say.
But that's
what
part of the culture now. So instead of saying that they shouldn't put it up there, maybe encourage them to not necessarily make that be their whole being.
I encourage that.
And I didn't say don't put it up there. I was like, it's just not, it's not necessarily.
Well, what about makeup?
Empowering.
How do you feel about makeup?
Wait, listen.
There's when I see people's selfies, I just write fart and then a lot of exclamation points. Fart.
But look, this is just one thing I was trying to get out. If the new thing of now, everybody's fucking beautiful, and a lot of people, most people aren't fucking physically beautiful.
Not physically, but it's on the inside, Kurt.
But wouldn't the, no, they say I'm a big fatso and it's also, so look, how about just saying, it's okay to not be physically beautiful because maybe other shit's more important.
Exactly.
Rather than a lie that we have to go, I'm beautiful, and if you say I'm not, I'm killing myself.
All right,
and it's your fault.
You hear that, fat girls? Your, you hear that, fat girls in the commercials now with your bra and panties on for no reason? Put
by
some
the way,
clothes on.
By the way, you are killing yourself with food.
But
like,
we're
that's
in
what
culture.
You're saying,
but
you're telling the fat girls to put clothes on?
You can't disagree what's going on with the culture. The culture is of selfies and videos and
I
people seeing them.
I can't disagree with it? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, I didn't say you can't disagree.
Oh, well. Do I not understand you?
Jesus. Now he's going to kill you.
He's like putting words in my mouth, and I'm like, what?
You better put this helmet on.
We just had a whole relationship.
Sherrod's going to kill me. You guys are going to kill yourself.
Yeah. Say something about Christianity. That'll get him.
It's really
no, because I did a video, a vlog about this spiritual experience I had. It had nothing to do with what I looked like. Nothing. I was just doing a vlog, a video vlog. And the guy was like, you ugly. He just wrote, you ugly.
And it hurt, didn't it?
No,
it hurt. Yeah,
no,
it
did not. The next day, I made a video saying, so what if I'm ugly?
Yes, yeah, well, so what?
I made a whole video. That's I was like, so what if I'm ugly? What does that have to do with anything? That I go, what do you want me to do? If you think I'm ugly, you want me to put a bag on my head? What do you want me to do? You want me to stay in my house all the time?
That's like the most boring way to insult someone. Because, like, talk about their ideas. Like, don't, if they're doing something that it doesn't have to do with their looks, like, critique what they said, like, and what they did and not what they look like. Because that's not really what's up
for
discussion.
It's immature and it's young.
Really?
And it's
just
dumb.
Talk about their mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother joke is always good.
Is their mom fat, for example?
My mom is so fat.
Maybe I'm ugly, but your mother's a whore. So, you know, really, who's worse?
Your mother gives great
I
Becky.
I can help how I look.
I look like your mother.
I think Tony has your mother gives rims jobs like no other.
Becky.
That's a reverse Becky.
But how insane is that? Like, looking at your dumb, looking at your dumb face in a mirror is the most empowering thing. Like, no, me. Me.
No, it's really bad when they put a picture of themselves and then they like it. They like their own picture. Like, what the fuck?
But you know, a lot of these people doing this, though, at all, you know, just to be devil's advocate, is young kids who are getting teased in school and got a whole bunch of motherfuckers calling them fag and stupid and nig and. Well, the same called names I call you, Kurt.
Yeah,
but
and it's good for me.
These but kids don't know it's going to get better.
Do people really think that if you it's like if you never get bullied, that's like good for you?
Not artistically, it's not.
I mean, I just like here, Kim Jong Un, for example. There's an
never
example
bullied.
Of a guy who was never bullied. Does he seem like a cool guy?
I mean, his haircuts are cool, but I think that's where it ends.
But his hair, the success cut, they call it.
He's got the
career.
Trump. He's got the Korean Trump. You take that off and sit it on your nightstand at night. I'll respect that in a man.
But these people are, because the fight, like, with stupid literal porn. God, that makes me laugh.
Oh, the writer.
She's trying
girl.
To say she's a writer, so she calls herself literal porn. She meant literary porn, but because she's a waterhead, she fucking. She put literal because she's literally just a porn star and nothing else.
Oh, good old waterhead.
Oh, yeah, I'll never get tired of that word.
Yeah, her head's got seeds.
You know what's a really useful thing on Twitter
what?
That I've really, in the last year, discovered the value of? The mute button. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because then when people yell at you, they're basically yelling at a brick wall because you can't see it. And they don't know that they're muted. It's wonderful.
Oh,
I usually do
a
straight block.
I didn't know about that.
Blocking people is a form of interaction because then when they try to interact with you, they get a little thing that's like, you're blocked. And they're like, what? And it's like a form of acknowledgement.
Oh,
but
you're
muting,
so right.
Muting is straight up cold. If you mute someone, it's just like they can yell as much as they want at you and they will and they
that's
won't know that you can't see it. And you'll never interact with
them. Now I'm going to unblock everybody I block and then mute them.
Is that what's been happening to me? They were muting me?
That's you know probably what what's happening.
You should put a mute button on the end of your articles, and then the people won't be able to say all that. They won't be able to
we
send you
we can turn off comments, but I would get in so much trouble.
I hate blocking people. I really do. I'd rather have them just like
we
call
would have
in.
No show if you block people, Kurt.
I think it helps the show. But I this is the slick
show.
Move people have done with me, but this is on Facebook where somebody says all this shit, and we go back and forth, and then they either like block or delete all our comments. So it looks like I'm talking to no one.
Oh, my God.
That is...
It'll just be 20
I've had that happen many times.
Well, because Tony, you get in a lot of shit.
He goes into shit online. What was your last online, your Facebook fight? You had something political going on.
Tony, I always have something.
You're pretty progressive kind of politics, I would say, right? Like, that's you usually fighting with somebody on the right.
He must really piss his parents off.
Oh,
look
yeah.
at him. The thumbs are going. He's twiddling his thumbs. Yeah. He's getting going.
Well, there's a lot of fucking idiots out there.
Yeah.
Right. And then when you tell them why they're idiots and you just put a factual point-by-point bulletin, I put little points on it, you know?
Yeah.
And then when they realize that everything you said was right, then they have no recourse.
Well, what's
their
fight?
Arguments are...
What's the actual fight you got in?
It wasn't a fight on my part. I was just telling a young man.
No, well, you were just helping him heal. He was helping that brother heal.
Excuse me, bullying him because I was just presenting him with facts.
Did he say you were bullying?
What?
He called you a bully after you...
He called me a bully.
What was the
topic? What happens to Kurt every day.
The topic was right-wing politics, to be on a broad scale. What particularly brought that on?
Yeah. Well,
oh, because he had put something... A friend of mine had posted... Help me find it. Had posted a... I love reading your stupid articles or something because nobody likes them. Nobody acknowledges them.
Right.
How does that make you feel? And I just thought that was...
He started a thing like that.
And I saw that, so I just had to take it over. And
wait, that's bullying. So he started.
I wasn't bullying him. He was loving it. I just started to say some things, and the other guy accused me of bullying him because I don't know. I did tell him I was going to take his fucking lunch money.
is bullying. Well, dude,
this
you know
is what
when
he
I,
wrote. Hold on, yeah.
I want to hear
find
this.
Yeah. He wrote something stupid.
Because I know he had Tony's veins busting out his forehead when he was typing.
It seems like I'm angry, but I'm just like.
That's how I relax. I try to tell people I'm not.
It's frustrating, isn't it? It's frustrating.
This is how I relax doing that.
Somebody wrote, let me know when you realize people aren't reading your garbage articles today. And I guess the one they put up there, about Bernie Sanders exaggerating income inequality.
Oh.
He's got nothing to back that up. And here's why Bernie Sanders is wrong about everything. And if you read these articles, there's nothing to back them up. It's just, you know...
Yeah,
thank capitalism for the weekend.
Listen,
thank capitalism for Labor
Day.
First of all, I'm
not socialist and I'm pro-capitalist. Why would Bernie Sanders be wrong about everything? Like that, this is the thing I don't get is all these people are so all or nothing with this shit.
Yeah.
And if you don't go with every goddamn, this is the religion thing I'm talking about, you got to hit every point of their fucking dogma or you're garbage.
You're the enemy.
So because I get it from fucking
both
sides.
But it doesn't make sense from their side. If you have whatever your belief system is, it's got to make sense. You can't have it. You can't
have holes in it.
Yeah. Why do you think that?
Why
do you believe that? Why do you think that? No, it doesn't. In fact, if it doesn't make sense, it's probably a better belief system. It'll last longer.
You can't say you're a Christian.
Uh-oh.
Kurt almost came on himself.
Do whatever you want to do.
If you want to have an imaginary friend in the sky, God, but the devil, if you want to have an imaginary enemy, that's just fucked up. I mean, that makes no sense.
Why would you
create an imaginary enemy?
What if
the enemy is going to make you do right more than your God's going to make you do
Wait,
right?
But what if
people argue with imaginary enemies all the time?
What
made you into an imaginary enemy? They made you
I'm
into
a real
a
enemy.
Fake,
actually,
but a fake. But like, whenever people argue, I think on the web is like the place that a lot of this happens. They like create a straw man version of you that's like easy to defeat and twice as evil. So they
that's exactly right.
Oh yeah. Well, you think Bernie Sanders is God, and you hug him and you kiss him every day. And
I Becky him.
Why don't you give Obama more Becky?
Yeah, and you want to kiss. And it's just sort of like, no, that's not what I said. You know, it's they want to they run it all the way to the end zone, and then they do a spike and dance. But like the whistle's been blown like 30 seconds ago.
It's like you were playing soccer. Why are you?
And they ran into the wrong end zone. Yes.
Yeah, you're like it's a whole different game. But
you
that's
can't
what
use
I got.
Your hands.
I got that stupid idiot that was because the thing that bugged me. She writes all caps and she kept going, oh, typical white boy. And I'm like, you know, I'm just putting this out there. It might be kind of racist to decide simply the color of my skin's more important than what
I'm
saying.
Not even that white.
That's the fucking
I don't think of myself as a white person. I don't think of myself.
Well, you know, white people
do
don't give me that.
I think of Sue Costello as a white person.
Know,
you
two
look Colombian next to her.
I can be
y'all look like y'all just got it freed from Cuba.
And when I'm in the South, I'm not treated as a white
y'all
person.
Look like the beginning of Scarface.
But, the guy that was going to call in, he goes, look
Dirty
at you. He goes, look at you crying reverse racism. I go, I never used the word reverse racism in my life. I thought that just meant you're not a racist. I just used straight up racist. You understand? Like,
right.
But they're like, they want to pin that.
Well,
this is the other thing, Tony, because you're pretty lefty. Like, what's this idea of, like, only white people could be racist? So things that are very clearly racist.
I never said that.
I know.
I don't agree with that.
But have you heard that? And because the guy that was going to call in,
Tony's going to give him some
Tony, look at him. I never said that! Taking my lunch money and putting on your mother's bureau. I never say it. I'm fucking your mother and I don't care.
God, that is the worst accent on the planet.
I love it. Oh, I love that accent.
I think you should get prison time. Just
what do you mean?
I love that.
I say wicked smart.
I feel like I'm at Wahlburgers.
Thank you.
Is Donnie here? Where's Donnie?
Marky Mark.
This and guy
Bobo
goes,
and Jimbo.
When I made fun of
them, Tracy.
I made fun of that dumb fucking, I was calling her Rachel Dolagong, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's Korean and thinks black.
Yeah.
This dude literally goes, well, if she's attacking you, you're a white male. That means you're protected. And she might not be okay. So that's why you have to not. I'm like, dude, first of all, I hope she's not okay. I hope she gets stung to death by Reese's bees.
You're attacking down.
Yeah.
You're attacking down, Kurt. And the guy was right. Okay? Down out of your fucking white nose. It was
a pleasure to do that.
Agent Orange, a Korean girl who can't defend herself.
No. Listen.
Agent Orange.
Look, she's retarded. So, yes, I was attacking down based on that.
Now, we're not saying Koreans are retarded. Just this girl.
This is the first retarded Korean I've ever met in my life.
I didn't even think they existed.
I mean, this is breaking down stereotypes to me because this is the first one you can't cheat off her paper.
But now you know it's spell. It must be unicorns out there if you found the retarded Korean.
Maybe
girl.
She was North Korean?
We got Dennis Rodman on the phone. Dennis?
They're malnourished, so.
Yeah, I think she might be malnourished. No, not with that ass. She's plenty nourished.
You saw a picture of her?
She's got a nice dumper. It's just like, she's like a...
Wait, she got a nice shit box. A nice turd upon.
She has a wonderful bum.
She's an ass model. Yeah, no, she's got good spillage.
She's an ass model, too?
That's her main thing. She pretends to be a writer, but she's good at the, just showing her ass. Sick to that.
She gets paid what, to show her
said, you said turtle pond, right?
Yeah, turtle pond.
Like when the turtle's peeking? Yeah. That's not very sexy, but I get it.
But the turtle got to go in, too, so that's how I see my penis instead of the...
Yeah, don't worry. It works
replace
for
replace penis with poop.
Turtle pond is
name
a
of my album.
You know, I think that guy deleted all those...
Yeah, I'm sure he does. So now you're talking to nobody.
I think he deleted all of those.
And you look like a psychopath to the Facebook world.
Listen, that's cowardly.
This is what he goes. He goes, talk to your friends of color. By the way, I've never used the term. Can you imagine? Could you just listen?
A white's a color.
Could you respect anybody white that like, Shiraj, as a POC, that's a
friends
person
of color.
Color?
It sounds like a Negro college fund.
I know, does it? Like, but how
it's like, thanks, Lou Rose, for raising so much money, and now I'm going to go to Mega Evans.
But yeah, he goes, tell them your joke and see how that goes over. I'm like, I told them all. They all thought it was great. So I'm guessing because you live somewhere without black people, Portland, you're just guessing at what's offensive. You have no idea what it's like to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, but you
got
to put it on me.
Blazers, but you got to be a rich white person to mingle with those rich black people.
Yeah, I guess
that's a basketball
so.
Team.
Why would I not?
Did you just tell him that the Trailblazers was a basketball team?
I had to.
I even knew that.
Is it? I don't know.
You think he knew that?
I knew that.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, your penis.
Wow. You don't have to
show
be aggressive.
Me your turtle.
I do just take it out.
Shoddy. I thought he knew.
Hold on. No. We've got to, because we only have a minute to for this guy to call in. You got to see this awesome video.
I got
to
get my phone screen up.
Do we have the film screen up? Can somebody bring up the awesome video of that guy getting kicked in his chest? This is a comedian kicking a heckler in the chest. Ooh. And it's fucking
yeah, you want to
where
talk
did
about
it happen?
What, now tell them the whole story, because they're both comedians. Tell them a little bit of the story, where it is, what's going on.
Yeah, it's in Las Vegas, which, you know, there's not really, I'm guessing there's not a lot of new guy comedy venues.
And
in
you know
Vegas.
The old places got to be the saddest places on the planet.
Oh, yeah. So apparently
some
this guy,
of them, all of them.
His name is Raid Zone, and he's like, maybe he's like a, you know, crazy guy that does
okay,
comedy.
Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Okay.
So watch this. This, by the way, the kick, they go, this is Sparta on the title of it. Okay.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, put the sound up. So
okay. Can we sound it up?
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, go sit down. Go sit down. Go sit down. Ray, go sit down.
What is he wearing on his
head?
Raid
has
already hit him,
by
the way. He's already put his hands on him. So you've gone past that part. But this is before.
Jesus.
Look at him hugging someone.
Why is he hugging them?
Because people like this guy.
Unbelievable.
What he does is harass comics while they're on. This
start
other comic.
Fucking show, asshole.
That's rage.
Bring Jesus. On the next comic right now and stop making fun of me.
That's what my father does at my shows.
His father did that at your wedding.
Guy's wearing a tinfoil hat.
He has a tinfoil hat on, shaped like a.
I'm a 60-year-old baby. I don't get my way.
Listen,
I don't
listen,
baby.
Oh.
Start shooting me right now.
Oh!
Oh!
Yes.
What did I tell you?
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Call an ambulance. He kicked him right in the chest.
Right, yeah, so, he was about to attack him. Good.
Yeah, so.
Excellent.
But by the way, Sean McCarthy
That was a great kick, too.
He came right into it like Tommy Hearns. You know, like walked right into it. That was a boxer.
I know who Tommy Hearns is.
Do you?
Yes. I know violent, punchy things. I don't like ball sports.
You don't know Kinky Cookie Round Bally Ball.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Tino Sanchez, the guy that booted that dude in his fucking...
You mean my new opener?
Yeah, I love him. And so he's going to call in before work. I just texted him.
Okay,
I
Tino
know about
Sanchez
this.
Or Tino?
Tino Sanchez.
Tino, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the one with the guy... Hitting the guy with the guitar?
Yeah, that's a famous one. When
that's a great one, yeah.
But you got to explain to people that they're literally in like a, what is that, like a restaurant
it's
with
like
nobody,
restaurant
there's no audience or anything. He's just standing there with a microphone and a mic stand.
It's already
just,
it's already a hell gig for this dude.
It reminds me, I performed at Johnson and Wales like that one time, the school, the chef school.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there. My brother drove me. And he still talks about it. He still has shame about how horrible it was. He drove me there. And they were like in the kitchen, like getting their lesson. And there was no audience. And the guy was like, you still have to perform. So I had to get up and do 20 minutes in front of my brother and the booker of the show.
Why?
That's what it looked
really?
Like.
Why did I've done shows like that.
So if somebody,
who was the booker?
Like, I don't know why they did that. I don't know, but he did.
Were their pants on when that happened?
What are they doing him again?
Were their pants on the whole time, or did they?
You should have let him finish. Oh, no, you have to perform Becky.
But they weren't even paying attention. No, they were having their class, and I had to perform the whole time.
Oh, wow. That's like a power play.
I can't decide if that... Oh, power play. Welcome to the comedy world. I can't decide if that or the time I performed in Bill Ricker with a cage around me.
Oh, really?
What?
I had to have a cage because they threw beer bottles at everybody.
Where was it?
Okay, yeah.
Really?
where was it?
That's a good gig.
Wow. You're like the Blues Brothers. Where was this? Did you sing Rawhide? Giddy up.
That's... In Billerica, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, in Mass?
Are
I'm
you
surprised.
Covered with beer by the end of the set? How does that work?
They were usually empty beer bottles, but they would whip
them
at
the
cage.
Oh, just you're covered in glass then.
Yeah. No, they would bounce off the cage. They didn't really.
They would bounce
never
right
hit
off.
Me.
So it's a good place.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. That's. I feel like the cage is almost encouraging to throw a beer bottle.
Yeah. It's like, hey, don't worry. We got a cage. You can throw whatever you want. I mean, bring the family. Bring those. We Route 7. Right on Route 7. You can...
That's like it's like a game of bags, but like super high stakes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Tino's on hold right now.
Tino's on hold. I think like two more minutes.
Okay.
Oh, Tino's there? I mean, I can't. Where's my screen? What screen should I be on? This one. God damn it, Joe. Get your white hands over here and fix this, son of a bitch.
Get those little...
I want to get the other guy on the phone.
Who?
This is the guy who kicked him.
I know. Let's get the other guy, too.
He can't talk on the phone yet. He can't even eat nothing but soup.
I hit my head.
Dude, he is a human meme now, that guy.
Why does he keep blinking on and off? Here we go. There we go. Boom. He's on? Tino, you there, brother?
Yo.
What's up, Tino?
Hey, what's up, man? We were enjoying your wonderful video again.
That was a great set, by the way. Excellent set.
It was like Iran Barkley. Perfect.
Yes. Tino, what was the guy going, you're a liar, about? Like, what initially kicked off this whole thing with the dude?
Okay, you know, I haven't talked about this because I wanted to lay low. I just started doing comedy a year ago. I didn't want to be known.
Well, it seems like you've been kicking for your whole life, though, brother. You knew the comedy, but you ain't knew the kicking ass.
I didn't want to. Anyway, I was hosting this mic. This guy's a pain in the ass. He's well known in Vegas for being a pain in the ass.
Right.
I decide, since nobody's there, obviously, I want to defend the open mic. We have a pretty good scene out here in Vegas. I just want to let everybody know we got some really good, talented people. Anyway.
Yeah, what was the room that you were playing into? What room was that?
It's a place downtown called The Beat. I'm sure they wouldn't be happy with me shouting them out for this.
Don't sweat it, man. We are happy.
I mean, like, if when it's a good room, it's a good room. It's like people can sit there. You got a good mic. The mic worked perfect.
Well, now here, I'm going to give you a free plug, you assholes from The Beach. This place is great. People listen.
Yeah.
They're attentive. I mean, it's a great spot to practice. And by the way,
they rush the stage.
Security's not so good, but the sound system.
Wait, so what'd you say, man?
All the open mics, we all get at least 5 minutes, even up to 10 minutes. I mean, so there's a lot of places to work out.
Right.
Anyway, it's the beginning of the night. I'm running the mic. I'm hosting. I'm like, okay, nobody's here. Let me put this guy on first before there's any crowd here for him to scare away.
He went on and did a joke.
Comic. Yeah. What does he do when he goes on? Because I just saw.
Wait a minute. That dude was telling jokes and was acting a fucking fool like that.
He was mad about having to get off stage. Right. Tino, finish first. Let me finish.
Yeah. Okay. So I decided, at first, I'm going to put him last because he always scares people out of the place. But since no one was there, I was like, okay, let me put him up first. That way, you know, I get the energy vampire out of the room. So right. I put him up right before he goes on. I specifically say, everybody gets, when I give you the light, respect the light. You got a minute left from the light. He goes up first, and as he's coming up, he's like, oh, I don't want to go up first. I go, well, come on, you're up first. Okay, well, you got to give me more time. So I'm just like, get up, you're on first. I never said you're gonna get more time. So then he goes up. I give him the light, and he starts arguing with me from the stage. No, you said I could have more time. I mean, no one does this, ever. In any open mic I've ever been to, you don't argue with the host when you get the light.
No.
And that's surely not the way to get...
No, he should have been professional and ignored the light, like most comedians.
Yeah, Sherrod doesn't argue. He takes his time.
Yeah, I take my time with the light. But I want to give the audience what they want.
But in Sherrod's credit, he doesn't put on a tinfoil hat.
Which is more Sherrod.
Sherrod doesn't charge the
you
stage.
You read the notes.
Okay. So how long did he do, Tino?
So here, to add insult to injury, when I give him the light, he argues with me. Then he starts giving away the punchlines to my joke. He goes, are you going to
no!
do that one joke? Yeah, he goes, are you going to do that one joke? And then he gives away my punchline. And I'm like, all right, that's enough, Ray. Get off. So I go up and I grab the mic from him. And I go, ladies and gentlemen, everybody raise their own. And everybody claps. And then he folds his arm literally like a little kid and goes, I'm not going nowhere. You said I could have more time. And then I go again. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Ray Zone. They clap again. Everybody is getting awkward. I'm trying to handle it nice. Not, you know, I don't want it to get awkward. But this guy, that's what he does. He's a professional, making shit awkward guy. So finally he gets off the stage. And then we're bantering back and forth. And I said something about his mom. And then that's when he comes up and he starts poking me in my chest.
Oh,
his mom's a dumb, his mom's a dumb cunt, by the way. She raised a piece of shit. And she got a mental health.
He agreed.
Oh,
with,
right, yeah.
What was that?
It's not the second time.
That's Kurt. That's definitely Kurt.
His helmet. And you can hear clearly on the video from there what happened. I'm like, look, keep your hands to yourself. You touch me again, you're going to regret it.
So at least you got that on tape, too. That was smart. Yeah, no, always
dude,
mouth
listen,
it out.
It don't matter what you said about his dumb mom or whatever. Like,
he can't touch you.
Because this is from my experience. If anybody just puts their hands on you, you've got full license to knock
the shit out
of him. If it was
Florida or Texas, he'd be dead right now.
Well, yeah, and of course I didn't want it to get to that point. All I'm thinking is, this guy's not going to put his fucking hands on me again. All I'm going to do is just keep him away from me. So I just put my, you know, I gave him a little, you know, fun kick. Just, you know.
Dude, is that, now, are you trained?
Yeah,
was that
a Disney? That was a Disney kick? Was
like
it that much fun?
Yeah, that was like American Ultra. Like, you have just remembered CIA training.
As the dude started calling out your punchlines to your jokes, you knew you was going to have to hit this dude.
Mm-hmm. I'd have kicked him in the stomach for that.
Before he rushed you, you knew, okay, now I got to hit this dude. I got to work up the situation where I can kick this motherfucker.
Well, you know what bugs me, dude? Cause
and
I'm
he
reading,
gave you the opportunity.
Because the video went around, and I'm reading shit that says, like, Tino's wrong or something. Like, people are like, well, he's a sick... I don't know when people get this dumb shit in their head. You're supposed to let people just do shit to you because you feel bad for
them. I didn't grow up in that neighborhood. I didn't grow up where people could talk shit or can do shit.
Well,
I didn't grow up there,
well,
so I don't react out of that.
Whether you're a dumb 60-year-old man that can't keep his hands to himself or this dippy Korean whatever, I don't get out of pocket.
And it's not a black and white thing. It's just a where you from. Like I look at grown men sometimes. I'm like, how the fuck are you 25 or 28? How are you not dead already by the bullshit you pull?
You did
this
him a favor,
fucking
dude.
Bitch
Tino,
assness.
Listen,
it's so much bitch assness
killed.
That people would be like, they try to protect people who act like bitches. And it's like, no, bitches got to get called out.
You
got to
kick this dude in his gut.
You
got to
kick him in his gut.
Help him.
And now he helped him heal. He helped his fucking heal.
Are you learning anything tonight?
I'm from Boston.
Bitches.
She knows the same thing.
I'm from Boston. I had to learn how not to fight. I
mean,
I have to learn how not to fight.
Yes.
But I still go out on dates with guys. I'm not lying. I'll go out on a date with a guy and I'll look at him and I'll be like, can I take him in a fight? And if I can, I can't date him anymore.
That's what, you know what? When I date a guy, I do the same
that
thing.
That explains your exes.
Artie said something funny on Jimmy's show today.
Yeah.
It was exactly true. This is how big of an asshole this guy is.
Yeah.
Nobody got up to help him.
Nobody did help
Nobody.
Him.
Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, because he had
nobody rushed over there.
In his defense, there were only like four people there.
I did see one black girl walk by like tweeting and like, mm-hmm.
But did you get any like backlash for that? Because I read shit where people were kind of like mad at you, like you're wrong. But
you're not wrong. You're not, though. Why does this whole episode have a three-camera shoot? That's what I can't figure out. It's like so many
Freddie was the guy that came out of the bathroom and he started shooting. His girlfriend was already shooting from the back of the room. So he was in the bathroom. But
with the other camera, okay.
Chris said it. Kurt said it today on the show on Opie and Jimmy, where the people that, don't understand open mics and don't understand, you know, there's a place to talk and there's a place not to talk. And this guy was clearly out of line, and he's always out of line. He's called people out. He's threatening people. Let's walk outside.
He's a problem. He seemed like he was a problem at the open mic the whole time.
He sounds like he's going to go far in his business, though.
So, who knows? So, that motherfucker going to be... I mean, he's a star.
What's his name?
Don't say his name. No,
oh, I will.
Don't say the dude's name.
Why not?
No, because we're not going to give no fucking steam to him.
But I have a question. As much as you guys are joking, all right, so he poked you in the chest and then you kicked him in the chest.
No,
and
no,
he
came charging. He goes, talk about me, bitch, and came charging to
hit
him.
Yeah, he had already poked him.
I mean, clearly he was coming to put his hands on him again.
So there's nothing really you can do when somebody's doing that. And then I think, like, what would happen if the guy died when he banged his
head? So what?
I'm glad you had three cameras on.
Call
open
a,
mics in prison.
That's called stand your ground.
Stand your ground.
And plus, as an old white man, we're all supposed to be on board with that now, aren't we?
Yeah, you can't like Blake Carrington fucking shit you to shout you down in a bar.
Yeah. No, good job,
from
dude.
Well, from the comments I read, I've discovered that there's two kinds of people. There's the people that'll turn the other cheek, and there's the other people. And I'm not turning the other cheek. The guy already put his hands on me. He rushed for me. He was gonna do something.
Yeah, he gets one cheek. I'll give you the first cheek.
I'm just glad that wasn't a bit you were saying right there. You turn one cheek. This is fucking.
I have another question. Where was the manager or anybody that worked there? Was there any way of asking them to help?
Oh, you know they're not
going to
help. No.
Of course not.
Well, none of the open mics here have security, and you know, even though we have a lot of people doing time on stage around here, none of these places. They're all pretty dead.
Yeah, most open mics don't even have mics.
If I own a place and somebody's this is going on in my place, I'm going to be concerned. I don't want a guy to get...
Well, that's the thing. I'm standing there, and if there had been security, he would have been at 86 as soon as he's arguing with the with the host.
Right.
Nobody was there, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to put my hands on him because I'm not security.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, okay, come on, get off the stage, get off the stage. And then he started, you know, poking and getting physical. So
and that's why it escalated. Somebody from the business
should
have been watching.
But you guys are
still
cool, right?
That would be totally comics. But that wouldn't be surprising with comics. We'd be like, all right,
I got to see
him.
What's his name?
You got to see him.
Raid Zone or this guy?
No, this guy.
Tino Sanchez.
Tino.
Dude, I could say his name all day.
You can.
He's not going
to
go anywhere.
I know.
He's going to go nowhere with that. We could promote him. We could make this show the Raid Zone show. Nothing will happen.
Stop saying his fucking stupid name.
Tino, not to change the subject, but how would you rate yourself in performing a Becky? On a scale from 1 to 10.
He just learned the word Becky today.
I just learned the word Becky, so I'm going to use it in everything now.
Trust me.
I don't even know what that means.
Tino, you don't know what it means.
You got anything to promote?
Tino don't know what a Becky means.
No, we didn't know.
You don't know what a Becky is?
I do now.
Yeah.
A Becky is apparently a blowjob.
I take it back what I
said. What's a blowjob?
I'm going to Google that on Urban Dictionary and make sure because if I go on stage and say Becky and it means something different than me.
So a black person saying it to you ain't enough. You got to go on the white man's internet.
Urban Dictionary right now.
Hey, Tino, thanks for calling in, buddy.
No, because I've had people tell me
that
means something in Spanish, and I've said it in front of a Spanish crowd, and it's been, like, very offensive, and I didn't know.
Oh, that is so great.
I have to research. This blonde hair is not real.
Hold on.
We call a blowjob a kunta kinte. Just yell kunta kinte, the next white black person you see. Yell, hey, give me a kunta kinte. Oh, they'll love it.
I'm
get Sue murdered.
You know what the kids are calling? You know what the black people are calling each other now, Sue? The kids? Boy, so say that.
And, hey, boy, and they love to take your bag. So they take my bag to my room, boy.
Yeah. It's just an expression, and they're all saying it. So don't hesitate.
And give them a bag of Skittles. They love when you do that.
I'm checking out right now what a Becky is.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, look, you want to do some news, Shradi, before we have to go to the commercial break?
That's a good idea, but I already got a song that's lined up.
Sheroderick, want to do some news where we have to do commercials?
Oh, I think we're going to do news when we come back from commercial. Oh.
There aren't any definitions for a Becky yet. Can I define it?
Yeah, I'm going to show you in person.
Right
worry about it.
What?
Yeah, she didn't.
Well, because, you know, Sherrod, we might have Bernie Sanders coming in.
We're going to have Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
I heard rumors that he might come. So you telling me that Bernie Sanders might show up tonight?
Is he on the list?
Bernie Sanders. Put Bernie Sanders on the list, John.
We should call it. That's the act of fellatio. Cunnilingus, we should call it Bernie.
Oh.
We can coin a new urban phrase tonight.
Bernie. Yeah.
Well, I want
a Bernie.
I
gave her a Bernie.
But the urban's got to do it more for it to really catch
it
right, on.
It might burn.
I want a Rubio.
Urban people don't really give Bernies.
You have to say yo when you say it.
I want to have a Marco Rubio thing about something like Santorum, how they did the Santorum,
right?
But about Marco Rubio.
Like it.
Why
I
Rubio?
I fucking hate that motherfucker.
Whoa.
But why?
We don't use the word hate at this show.
We don't?
No, we do not.
Is it because he's Hispanic?
The show's called Race Wars.
Yeah, but it's the civil war that the human race is having on itself, Kurt. You know that.
Oh.
We're here to bring people together, what? Kurt.
Can I just read the sentence that they use Becky for in Urban Dictionary?
Okay, sure.
Yo, I want some Becky, you leave.
What's a leave?
I don't know, but I like the sound of it.
Wow, yeah. Sherrod doesn't
I
know
like
that
some
one.
Becky, and I want you to leave after you do.
Oh, wait, but just shorten it to like improv. Right.
Oh, you leave.
Listen, all you leaves line
it
up.
It might be
Becky
like, leave.
Yo, I want some Becky, you leave.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. You've stumped. We got to. Sherrod, that's got to be a game we play.
What?
Stump the black guy? Dude? Yeah, yes. Stump the black dude.
And we got to do a stump the white guy, though. We got to keep going back and forth both.
But what do we stump me on? Because I'm for that. But like,
anything. Home loan information?
That's just. We need a better white guy for that.
We need a real white guy, not you.
Yeah, we got a chance.
Maybe let's bring in two other black people. Yes, Kay's here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to do business now anyway. I want a lollipop.
What's that?
It's just more medication.
Oh.
And I can, you know, it's all right.
Pot?
I know,
are you talking about pot?
No, we're not talking about pot, high school guidance counselor.
Why would we be on the radio talking about pot, sir?
Hey, you kids, get back to your math class. Were you smoking pot?
Sue, what are you, a goddamn narc?
Are you smoking the hooch?
I'm out of pot, by the way. I'm just going to put it out there.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you come to the right place.
I had my last little.
Sue Costello is our hookup.
So sad.
She's the biggest supplier in the Northwest of Becky and pot.
She runs Harlem and all of Uptown, don't you know?
Her pot is Boston strong.
And I have care.
That's right. Woo, that was a good one.
All right, so on that, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Race Wars. Louie, you got me? You got my song?
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
All day, how long you ball? All day, how much time you spent at the mall? All day,
here we go.
How long it take you to get the fly?
All day, nigga.
I don't hate it either. Like, I don't hate this, and boys, I just am like, I'm fine.
All
whatever.
Day, nigga.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm, some of them, I get it too much.
All
I'm
day,
like, fine.
It's dopeness. All right?
Okay,
I'm bringing everything
for
cool
it,
into your life, Kurt.
Listen, I
this
take
is
your
a,
word.
This is new Kanye West, all day. All day. You heard of him before, right?
I generally like Kanye West.
He's going to be your president in 2020. You better like him.
It's him or, for me, it's either him or Trump would have to be president.
Yes. Why not both of them? Can we have both of chocolate and vanilla?
A fucking team?
That ticket?
Kanye and Trump? I'm totally to that.
Who can beat him?
Dude, no one.
You got the blacks, you got the whites, you got the in-betweens, the mongrels.
Wow.
You need a woman.
They need a woman?
Yeah.
What, for Becky?
Somebody
come on.
Somebody get security.
Pull your head out of your leave.
Actually, that makes sense. That actually makes sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Dr. Phil's going to appear any minute, Sherrod.
Yes, he's coming in. He's coming
in,
but first let's go to Caitlin.
Yeah, with some news.
Let's get the Scooby Scoop. Caitlin?
Well, I don't know if you guys found out what happened to James Blake recently, but he was jumped by 5 undercover cops who did not identify themselves in a case of violent mistaken identity.
I don't like the judgment in your voice, Caitlin.
Oh,
no,
what?
It's just telling the truth.
What are you talking about?
No, this time I like the judgment.
You know, when I first heard that story, I thought it was James Blunt, and I was like, okay with it.
Well, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Now,
huh?
Look, I like James Blake's mystery novels, but who are we talking about?
James Blake is a tennis pro. He's a retired tennis player.
The AIDS
very
one?
Famous. No, that's Arthur Ashe.
Oh, God. The AIDS one.
Has
Arthur Ashe been relegated to the AIDS one?
Well, they do have t-shirts at the stadium that says the AIDS one, so that's not Kurt's fault.
The AIDS one.
That's just his merch. I'm just
that's his merch. This is merch.
The cops were investigating a credit card fraud operation, and by credit card fraud operation, they mean one guy who bought a cell phone with a fake credit card.
I hope they shoot that guy in the head, by
Here's
the way.
Here's the thing. The undercover cop. No, James Blake.
Not James Blake.
No,
I know.
James Blake was outside his hotel waiting to go to his corporate gig at the U.S. Open.
Broad daylight.
And then unidentified, like, this undercover cop rushes him and tackles him. And the first thing he thinks is a friend from college
playing
around with
him. Yeah.
And so the dude picks him up and slams him on the ground.
Why is that the operating?
He didn't resist.
Is that, no, let me ask you this, because.
That's just a dumbass cop. That's stupid ass cop.
Columbo never did that.
Listen.
No, in my day.
Columbo would have just asked one more thing and then. But, you know, obviously it was. cop's a fucking pig. I hope he gets fired.
He might have thought it was that guy from Vegas.
Yeah, but why? Why is that? Like, was that with him?
Let's assume. Okay, I know what you said, Kurt.
Wait. That was good.
It was all right.
That was good.
Let's assume James Blake was the guy who did the stealing.
In all fairness, James Blake did go over his time.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Is what the? Because remember with Eric Garner, right? When they because chokeholds, they're banned, but they're not illegal. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
So is this the thing? Is that how the cops in their handbook are supposed to handle that?
I don't think so.
No.
And I'm saying that with sarcasm. You don't have to tackle a dude who just standing there.
Agreed.
On his cell phone.
Listen, agreed. But,
and didn't even apologize. Listen. The one cop who tackled him is the one cop who didn't apologize after they figured out. A retired cop came by and was like, hey, that's fucking James Blake, you
who
fucking asshole.
Do we know who the cop is that attacked him?
I don't know his name.
I'm gonna get his name of the week, dude.
Oh, I'm gonna have to.
We really do, but I don't want to get nobody killed.
We're gonna roast them.
I gotta tell you, I got pulled over with Chris Cotton in the car. We were in the car,
Chris Cotton in the car.
No,
what are you
I gotta tell you something. Well, first of all, I didn't realize that. So we were driving to Jersey. We were going down to Artie's summer house.
Chris Cotton is a black comedian, by the way, audience. Because you're saying it like he's a Kevin Hart. They don't know who Chris Cotton is.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to remind them who you are, and now you're gonna bring Chris Cotton into it.
Well, his last name is Cotton too, and he's a black dude. So write your own jokes at home on that one.
He's been on our show. He's a good Chris Cotton.
I'm gonna fucking slave over everything. Okay, go ahead.
Slave over everything. I heard you. And so we were driving on the Jersey Turnpike, and all of a sudden we got pulled over by a police officer. And granted, I didn't look at Chris's car before I got in it.
Did the cop say to you, are you all right?
I'm telling you, he looked right in your face, it was like, what's going on? It was like, you hear about these things, but Chris's car did look like he had his whole apartment in there. He did look like he was living in there. And I didn't realize that's when
his car looks like if a homeless dude could pay for gas.
But Stu, can you imagine, though, on the off chance that Chris had Kinect, what a hero that cop would be, saving a white woman?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to take that chance.
He's got to take that chance.
All of it I even understood until he walked to the side to my passenger window, and Chris put down all the windows, because there's a procedure that people, that black men have to know what to do when they get pulled over.
Yes.
I heard them. I worked with Charlie Murphy. I heard everybody talking in the dressing room.
Watch their
Will Smith song. I just turned Will Smith real high. I'm a friendly one.
You have to put the windows down. You have to ask them why you pulled over.
You gotta blast Wild Wild West by Will Smith.
No. Summertime. You gotta do summertime. Something calming.
You play Getting Jiggy with it, so they know you're just jiggy.
I played a theme song to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. All right, go ahead, Sue. What happened? Did they put up something in
you? Well, the guy
came
to the passenger window, so Chris is, and you could feel, like, the tension, and you could feel how bad it could turn into something very violent. Like, because I was like, Chris is mad. He was mad, because he even saw, like, a truck was speeding in front of him, and the truck pulled over, and then the cop pulled Chris over. So that's why
the truck driver was white. Chris shouldn't be angry with that. He knows America.
But the cop came to the window, and the cop was shaking.
What do you mean?
Like, I've never seen anybody shake in my life. And I was like,
that's terrifying.
That is terrifying. You think all cops that scare you are ones who are assholes?
Can
no.
we get a
Some
cop
are nervous
call,
as fuck.
We got fans.
I don't even know if he
Wait,
was
but
nervous.
We got fans that are cops because I really.
We got friends
we don't
and
get,
fans.
Yeah, we don't get. Yeah, and I just. We don't get enough calls because I just need someone. Every time someone brings this up, I either hear, like, clips to Kenny, like, people don't know what it's like to be a cop. Well, could you call in and make me understand why?
And some people don't know what it is to be a black dude just driving innocently.
But why? Well, the irony is people hate cops like they hate black dudes now, which I think is hysterical. Like, cops don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore.
And black dudes do?
No, no. Cops are getting exactly what they
get. It's not even because of their actions. It's not because of the bad cops. It's because the good cops...
Don't
always
drop
cover up for the bad
that's
cops.
That's the one. That's what I want to know about. Why can't you rat out? Totally believe most of the cops are good. Why do you protect these fucking guys?
Yeah,
like you should be selling them the fuck out the second they get out of line.
We know the comics steal jokes and say other people's jokes. We rat them out.
Yeah,
we talk about it in the community of.
Well, look at Freddie Gray. They did a 10-day investigation into Freddie Gray. He had a crushed spine.
Broken leg.
Why is a cop? Just a call, I just want to know why a cop. If I see a cop and I don't want to be near that fucking cop. Why is he allowed to chase you down because you didn't want to be near a cop? Isn't that a valid feeling to have?
Because we get treaded on, my friend.
And I didn't take that guy was nervous.
I've had that happen to me, too.
Yeah.
I had a cop go, why'd you walk away from me?
Right.
It's like, what are you, my mother?
Because I don't want to be near a... Well, a cop was following me.
It was a dance club, though, so to be fair.
No, I was in Seaside. Here's what you have to understand. It's like location. So Tom's River, where I grew up, the cops are pretty nice. Seaside, that's where they got to hand out tickets to make their revenue.
Right.
So this fucking pig followed me for 30 minutes because he was trying to catch me doing something wrong.
Right.
And I pulled into a driveway to let him pass. He puts his lights on. Why'd you pull over? I'm like, well, I didn't want you to follow me. Why don't you want a cop following you? Because I don't want to fucking... Like, what am I, stupid? Like, right. I don't want to be hassled by a fucking pig.
Right, look at the rage.
So, yeah, I am enraged.
It's fucking fury.
So can some cop just call in and explain why you're allowed to do this shit? I totally get how dangerous it is. What I don't get is why you're allowed to just, like, come treat somebody off the bat, like, before anything happened, like you're a fucking criminal, and why that has to keep going or you can't do police work. That's what I'm saying.
That's the same thing with this James Blake thing. It's like, how the fuck, why is it okay that you can just tackle a black
dude? I can't do my job unless I have free reign to just separate someone's spine.
So what's the purpose of that? It's like, what are you trying to gain from that? It's like, that's why all the cops gotta step up and say, you're an asshole for that.
I don't always jump on. I go case by case.
Me too. Case by case.
Ferguson
thing, it always bad
autopsy
cops.
Showed his hands weren't fucking up, so guess what? That I give it to the cop. But Ferguson, the other guy,
we split on
I
that.
Can't you shoot somebody in the leg?
I'm not. Yeah, no. They say you can't do that, but I'm not knee jerk about it.
If you're a gun enthusiast, you don't shoot for legs, nigga. This ain't the Long Ranger. You shoot for the center of mass.
Well, you know that cop that got pistol whipped, and they're using it as now. I think like if you let the guy take your gun and pistol whip you, that you're not a good cop. I mean, you should have shot him dead.
You're a great boyfriend, but you're not.
He said he was worried about being fired for like whatever, and this black guy pistol whipped him and drove off. And now that's the you asked cops to not be brutal, and this is what happened.
That's why you go case by case.
Yeah, and listen, I wish there's no middle ground.
I don't think it's brutal. I think it's more of like a power trip, and it manifests differently with different cops.
Definitely,
like,
this guy was a meathead.
When I lived in Chicago, I had my car vandalized. I worked on the south side of Chicago the first year that I lived there, and
that was you.
Yeah, that was me. I walked back to my car, and it had been vandalized. So I called the police, and it wasn't like that. I just needed a report for insurance. The cops showed up. They're like, oh, it's getting cold. You want to sit in the back of the car while we're filling out this report? I get in the back of the car. The two cops take their little blotter thing,
right?
Fold it down. Put like one of those laptops that only plays DVDs, from circa 2006 or whatever. You know those things. And they folded their blotter down. They put one of those things up, opened it up, watched an entire episode of The Wire while I sat in the back of the cop car. Oh, and like they were interacting with it. Like one of the cops
was
like,
"That is a good show, though.
Yeah, fuck him up. You ever seen The Wire? The show's really good." He kept turning around and like, "The show's really good. You got to watch it." And I was like,
it's a thin blue line. Yeah. Right. Well, having cable and not having it.
They let me out of the car, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go catch the bus because I can't get in my car. And one of them was like, how would you feel if I called you sometime? And I was like,
awesome. Wow. That is awesome.
That's not awesome. That's rape.
So if you called me to tell me you found my car.
Yeah. So, I mean, that like, it was just like a weird power trip thing. Like, why did they make me sit in their car with them while they watched an episode?
No, that's what I think. That's what I see. I suspect. Wow. Listen, we got that cool cop that's a fan of the show that was hunting down that maniac.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, like, why is that Virginia. Power? They just hold on to that power trip. So,
I got a cop. Washington. Mike's calling in.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hold up. Oh. There we go. Mikey?
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, brother?
Good. Hey, so you guys seen Super Troopers where he does the meows, all that?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty predictable. We got games. I'll put people in a penalty box and just sit in my car, pull them over, and sit there for 15 minutes.
What did Aaron do to get that penalty, though, besides need help?
You pull people over and sit them in a penalty box for 15 minutes just for shits and giggles.
Well, do they have to do something first, at least?
Just for a bet.
Just for a bet.
My car got vandalized. That was what I did, was I had a car that someone vandalized.
That'll learn you.
Yeah.
That'll teach me to do that.
Well, yeah, why? Like, what...
What's the reason?
Why is that allowed, I guess, is what
No, I understand. Well, what do you say? Why is he doing it?
Yeah, why are you doing it, Mike?
So you've had regular jobs. You fuck around.
So you fuck around in the cop job.
Right. It's the exact same thing. We got
to do it. You know what?
Exactly
Freddie Gray didn't understand.
No, he's right. We just have guns.
Listen, we all had
guns.
But don't be all uppity. We all had jobs, and you all stole
exactly
somebody else's stapler and hit it. So they just hide guns and stuff.
Right.
So what? In evidence. Yeah. So what?
I mean, just because life and death is at stake, like maybe that's not a job that should have that, but I don't know.
I'm sure all jobs, even firemen play around. Everybody plays around. Everybody's human.
Well, you're in the fire, you're out of the fire. You're in the fire.
Well, most companies have like human services that if anybody did that, you could go to human services and they would help you.
Mike, can I ask you the James Blake thing? Does that sound right to you that they would just tackle him with no identification and all that? Does that seem like something a mistake made?
That sounds more of like a mistake made, just stupidity.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Cops are idiots.
Gung-ho.
They can be stupid.
Well, look, yeah, I think it's... Dude, you know, I think that's even, like, they're humans. But, why is it... I mean, is it really a thing, like, you can't rat out a guy who's bad? Like, if you're relatively good cop who keeps, I guess, his hijinks to a minimum.
It's the equivalent of gang member. You're not going to rat out a rival gang member for, let's say, selling, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Same goes. It's your team... You can't fuck with your team, otherwise...
It's that mentality. That's why that's so scary.
That's the whole point.
It's so scary.
Can I tell you something
about... Freddie Gray did a 10-day investigation, and they came to the conclusion that he fell. That he fell.
But my problem is, why are they doing this to white people, too? I mean, I was cool with it before. I thought we were on the same team. Why am I?
I have a question. What about the aggression? Where does that kind of aggression during broad daylight for them to attack that? To attack Blake?
That's controlled. I know so many cops that just, they're weak. They're weak-minded. Mm. They're trying to compensate.
Give us names.
Serpico.
Do you think all those 80s, remember all those movies in the 80s, which are making me laugh, because whenever I watch 80s cop movies, it's literally like, I didn't have time to follow procedure, chief. I just had to murder everyone right there. Do you think all that shit maybe got in people's heads, like, to a certain, like, Dirty Harry, because at a certain point, crime was way out of control, right?
Yeah.
And now crime's going down. Is that, like, everybody's conscience, maybe?
The
like,
shows used to be police squad and shit like that, by the book.
Right.
I just want the
just
facts.
Just the facts, man.
Files.
Just the facts.
And now it's like, the book doesn't get results.
Yeah. It's all fucking vigilantes.
You put 40 men in a room.
You got me. Delish. Delish.
Yeah. Wait, let him finish.
With
me.
Guns and, you know, egos and 25 years old, no accountability, you're carrying a weapon. You know, it gets out of control fast.
What do you think the solution would be for? I mean, thanks for calling, dude, because this is pretty honest.
The most honest shit
ever. So, I mean, what do you think the solution to it is, and how do you, like...
Is it more supervision?
So, yeah.
Like, cameras on the uniforms.
That protects you too, right? A camera on the uniform. Because people do lie on cops.
And plus, they catch all the silly shit that we don't even know about that ain't affecting anybody. In between shit, planning to catch somebody and pull them over.
Right.
It's going to catch all that before you even do it. The motherfuckers high-fiving because some old ladies in the trunk.
Oh, Mike, let me ask you this. Do you think if, like, you guys weren't in charge of so much goddamn revenue collecting, do you think that would cut down on a lot of the bullshit? You know how, like...
In charge of what?
Collecting revenue,
like tickets, and
that doesn't speak to the aggression and the violence.
I don't think so.
But
either.
It does speak to the weird, almost business like. Well, there's certainly animosity, but the business like. There's this thing of like where, as a civilian, you're supposed to go, well, let the court sort it out, even if the cop's wrong, which is a huge hassle on my life.
Yeah.
If I got to just be pulled in the system on some guy's whim, which is why people don't want to do that.
Right.
And part of that is because instead of just taxing people like they should, they fucking try to make it up with tickets and.
Mm-hmm. But also, they're being trained now to shoot first. There was a New York Times a big article about that about a month ago.
Well, is that true, Mike? What he said?
The Times article.
We don't have a specific quota.
Okay.
But yeah. Always err on the side of caution, so
right.
If you know that somebody fucked up, but you don't have, you know, every ounce of evidence, you can still charge them, and then, get their fix, we get our fix.
Well, here's the only good thing about James Blake thing, that it happened to James Blake. If it happened to any other black brother who was innocent, who gives a fuck? Nobody would even listen to him.
Is there James Blake
on
film?
I wouldn't even know when we even found out about it.
He's going to the media about it. He's like, listen, I got
someone film it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, nobody filmed it, but he's famous enough that the story's in the media. It happens every day.
You know the guy, that white guy that got shot waving a knife around, and they're like, were his hands up? Listen, if you were waving a knife around at people, I don't give a shit if the cop shot you. Go fuck yourself.
If you got a knife.
James Blake, though, that's like a real outrageous thing. Like, somebody should be fired for that.
It seemed like that cop just was hating on him. Hit him a handsome black
James
dude.
Blunt is equally as outrageous.
You thought that the cop was shaking because he was nervous when he pulled me in car. No, but he wasn't nervous.
He was
in a rage.
Oh, was he? Then you was in a car with him?
He was in a rage, and that's what it felt like inside. It felt like he was in a rage that I was in the car with him, and it only hit me. I didn't even realize that I was in the car with him. I didn't even realize that any of this
was
existing.
What is his name, this officer?
This is Mike.
I don't remember.
Mike. So Mike.
During an interrogation,
Mike,
are you the good cop or the bad cop? Mike?
Wait, go ahead. What?
During interrogation, are you the good cop or the bad cop?
I'm good.
Well, what do you? What is your exact? I mean,
I feel better now.
Mike, are you like a beat cop or like a detective or you know what do you exactly do?
He can't tell you, can he?
Oh, detective. Isn't that a little different, though, if you're a detective? Because a lot of these problems I notice with detectives, the corruption shit you hear is, you know, like Kappa Kurt, those guys that work for the mob and were framing people. That's the shit you hear about with detectives.
Yeah. Usually, they were killing people.
You're talking about 25-year-old kids that are the beat cops. That's where a lot of this shit seems to happen. I mean, to me, the brutality shit.
But these kids were plainclothes, so they ain't detectives.
Say that again, Mike?
I started as a beat cop. I didn't just go into
that sounds hip.
Position.
Right. Beat cop, yeah. But, Beats by Dre. He ran the whole thing.
The difference is I was more mature as a youngster than some of these kids that I know, and they just, I mean, you could see it in their eyes that they got cum in their balls. They're ready to go.
They're ready to fucking bash heads and fucking flirt with girls.
Protect and squirt, I believe it says.
Protect and squirt.
Have you ever seen the documentary The 7-5?
Remember these titles, yo.
The 7-5. It's a documentary about the 80s.
You were telling me about Michael Dowd.
We just had. I was on Artie's podcast today, and we just had him on there. And that documentary. You want to talk about shady cops and like crooked?
Opie need to watch that documentary. They have done a documentary show on the channel.
But why does it always have to? Because if people take sides in this shit, it's like there's a knee jerk side where you either assume the cop's bad or you assume the guy was guilty. And I don't hear people, especially media, they don't just like, hey, let's just wait and hear what the fucking facts are.
Right.
Now, this thing's pretty cut and dry because what happened.
Blake?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But what, dude, do you, I mean, have you ever seen anything like that where you're like, I got to go to Eternal Affairs over this, you know? Or you've never seen anybody, like, have you personally witnessed somebody like just beating on somebody or some shit like that?
And you have to.
He's going to admit to it.
Well, you don't have to tell me details. I'm just curious. Yeah, like well, yeah, where you're like, Jesus, I have to go report this because this is crazy. Or is it like,
no, not, yeah. I've seen shady shit happen, but I've never had to go to, fortunately, never had to go to a court over
an
officer.
Did you ever stop a cop from doing some dumb shit?
What's that?
Do you ever stop a cop in the middle of doing dumb shit? Well, like, hey, you can't do that.
Did you ever have to be the guy that stepped in?
When you plant evidence, do you take anything? Do you steal from them, too?
Also,
just to make it even it out.
Also, if you come visit the show, will you bring us some cool shit from the evidence room?
The drugs.
You know,
I'm a pretty good guy. But I have.
Hey, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. It's a good. We hardly get enough cops calling in.
We have a couple of cops who call, but yeah, it's always good to hear from you.
All right, thanks, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mike. Listen,
hey, Mike, are you on duty right now? Just out of curiosity.
That's a good question. He's gone.
How does he not get in trouble for doing that?
Because we don't know his last name. Yeah. We don't know where he's calling from, Washington.
I think all cops
we don't
are
know
named Mike, right? They're all named Mike.
We don't know what his rank is, detective.
We
Mike,
do know his phone
Kevin,
number and his... this is a problem.
702.
But yeah, you guys should watch that documentary.
I definitely want to see it.
The documentary about the Central Park?
No.
Oh, my God.
That was the... I grew up in New York during that time.
Right.
Dude, so I knew from then that the cops could pull you over at any time and charge you with anything.
Listen, do you remember... Because I'll never forget that. When that came out, it was like... They just did
wilding.
They went interview. This kid just said, we were wilding. And then that became a thing of these black kids are doing a thing.
They call it wilding.
And it turned into a thing. And as a kid, I was like, oh... What are they up to?
Everybody in New York, even white people, is like this. Can you believe this dumb fucking newspaper shit?
In the suburbs,
dude,
I thought it was a real
Chicago,
thing.
Chicago, that shit is real in
they
Chicago.
Ran
that's true.
When
Chicago
I was when
up.
I was living there, the last like two summers I was there, like the Mag Mile, like all the touristy area, there would be groups of like 30 teens that would just show up and randomly. If you Google it, you can find it. So I think it was like 2010, 2011.
Oh yeah, that's when the Oprah show was getting out. Those kids get crazy with Oprah.
That's probably what was going on. Oprah was the ring. Leader of that wild
Oprah
See, it wasn't like that when Phil Donahue was on television.
That's right. But what about Robert, what's his name? Martin Downey.
He was only big for like 2 years.
But that was the greatest
he's
2 years
on
of my life.
He was in Jersey.
He was best friends with Al Sharpton. They both were the same type of dude. And
they went to the same suit place.
Yeah, they went and they loved each other because they were both that kind of like media whore guy.
But that, no,
like
that was not media whore guy. They were Sharpton both antagonists and they gave me money from it. There's like a lot of people on TV right now, just like all of Fox and everybody's antagonist.
When is my turn, goddammit?
You're a bit antagonistic.
Just like Jezebel, the people over at Jezebel, how they...
Writing them articles.
Dude, listen, that shit with Sharpton with that, Tawana Brawley, he's particularly shitty for that because those cops happen to be innocent and that really did fuck their fucking lives up. And he's like, well, fuck them, I mean, like...
Well, you know, if it's any consolation, Tawana Brawley didn't exactly win Miss America after that. Her life was fucked up as well.
I hope it was. A lot of people fucked up money.
But she was lying too, and she the one who did all that stuff to herself. And but who was to know? It was in that climate of black people really getting killed, and people fucking took advantage of
it. That's why it's shitty of her, because it takes away from real. Because then you've got the people that want to pretend that shit doesn't happen. Now they have. You see, they're all liars because there's one liar.
And here's how it was literally shitty of her, because remember they found it in that plastic bag with shit smeared on it.
Like Morton Downey with the swastika.
Yes.
Well, hold on, Shred. I have great news because, you know, as you know, my internet rage problem and Tony Darrow's we've been exploring, Dr. Phil has returned.
Oh, excellent.
To give us counseling.
Okay, because he needs to talk to Tony Darrow.
Yeah, now.
I got to find this one where the guy accused me of being a bully.
No, yeah. This is the Dr. Phil.
First of all, welcome back to the show.
Is he on?
Yeah, doctor.
Dr. Phil, are you there?
Get settled in.
Make sure he's there.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay. Doctor, we're fine.
I'm drunk. I've been drinking all night. What's going on?
Well, let's get to know. First of all, we have Sue Costello.
Wow.
She's
okay.
Here.
Yeah.
And Tony Darrow, we're really worried about Tony because he got some anger. He got some rage in him.
Dr. Phil, you know how
he's
I'm
a
bad?
Lefty.
You
got to
see
lefty.
Tony Darrow go off if you think I'm bad.
Yeah. Well, is he Italian?
Yes,
is that what
yes,
he is?
Yes, drunk
little
Phil.
Bit.
He looks like your typical angry Dago right there.
Wow. I have to say, drunk Dr. Phil sounds a lot like racist Norm Macdonald in his philosophy.
All our versions are racist. Dr. Phil is racist Dr. Phil.
This is drunk Dr. Phil.
Drunk. Okay, so he's drunk.
Now, drunk Dr. Phil, I mean...
Now, are you Sicilian, Tony, or are you Italian? Because...
I'm a citizen of the world.
It's all the
Mafia.
Same shit. You know that. they'll chase you with a frying pan. They don't care, these people.
Well, any advice to help Tony calm down about his...
So, what happened here? What's the deal here with the rage? Like, what happened?
Well, what was the argument about,
people
Tony?
People are very fucking stupid.
He's very vague
about
it.
And they need to be
it.
Strangled, but I can't strangle them, because then you go to jail.
Just specifics, though.
He hates Republicans, too. Yeah, let's cut
it.
No.
And he doesn't
on.
Believe in the
no,
devil.
No,
he does
I don't,
not believe in the devil.
What was the talking
I like Brett
to?
Bear. I worked Brett Bear's birthday party.
Okay. He's a good dude.
What was the claymation head, Brett Bear? What was
no, the real
Brett
Bear.
You're <That's laughs> just saying he has a claymation head.
What did you say?
Well,
Lego hair?
I don't understand.
Tony.
What?
You just can't let me tonight. No, the real guy. No, it's a joke.
He's raging out right now.
Okay, when somebody goes on about smaller government and... But they want a bigger military. I want to strangle them. But I can't because they have these stupid laws.
So you don't want to have a big military?
Yeah. No, I don't want to have.
Yeah, he
big
wants
military.
To lower. He wants to lower the military.
I want to be
Dr.
like
Phil.
Costa Rica.
He wants to be
you
like the Boy
have
Scouts.
Like, what? Three guys with a javelin. What do you want?
You just need one guy with the right attitude.
He wants us to be infested with dinosaurs.
Well, who does he want to vote for? Like who's he?
Yeah, that's a good question. Totally
who's he rooting for over here?
Excellent, Dr. Phil.
Since Chomsky's not running, I guess I'm stuck with Bernie Sanders.
You like Bernie Sanders? What do you like about Bernie that's so good?
Well,
you sound like a Goldwater girl.
He will give you a Becky. Like, what do I like about him?
He got beat out by two Raven Simones at a fucking press conference.
He's not a good
Dr. Phil. What did you think?
That's so Bernie.
He doesn't have much of a backbone. I mean, he couldn't verbally beat out two girls named Shaniqua. Come on,
Dr. Phil. How would you have handled it?
Well, you beat him. You beat him down. With a stick.
I'm very surprised
you,
Dr. Phil, advocated
physical. You know where I come from. You got to give him open a can of whoop ass. Is what you do.
Does Oprah know about this?
Oprah don't give a shit.
Well, he's got
that's
a point.
That's the truth.
Dr. Phil, you do.
Stedman's been saying that for years.
do raise a good point, Dr. Phil. Now, what can help me, both me and Tony, because we start a lot of these fights, man.
They got a lot of rage. Facebook rage.
That's not really rage. It's like when you're sitting in an airport for hours, you just have to amuse yourself.
No, that's the thing.
I travel a lot.
That's what's fucked up about it. Yeah. It's not a rage.
Isn't that a rage?
That's how I
relax.
That's me relaxing.
That it really is. I'm not angry. I'm just having fun.
Your problem is that you're internalizing a lot of your anger.
No, I'm externalizing.
That's the thing. Like, you're keeping it in, but if you're finding ways
I'm not.
To
I'm
let
externalizing it.
Can you shut your fucking mouth?
Everything you say, I say the opposite.
You see why he pisses everybody off?
You make a breakthrough, Dr. Phil. You make a breakthrough.
Listen, Dr. Phil, did you ever write anybody meds? Just give them some fucking meds? Is that that's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, for I'm on meds myself. Why wouldn't I? Are you nuts?
Definitely that wife of his. He's always on something.
Yeah, what's your wife's name, Dr. Phil?
Well, I don't get into personal stuff about my personal business.
She sits in your audience every show, Dr.
She does. Yeah. She holds my hand when we walk out. That's not fake. Or we're not pandering.
She doesn't trust
we're
you
really
for
in
shit,
love.
Does she?
You
we're
are not pandering.
Love. We love each other, yeah. and it's real. It's organic.
Well,
I can't believe I just said the word organic. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, Dr. Felt, what,
is Tony Darrow? Does he have a wife?
No.
Are you single, Tony?
Did you strangle her?
Well, that's the question. No.
How many people have you buried in your backyard? That's the question. Guys that say that they get their anger out, the question is, how are they getting their anger out?
Always take them to a different
slapping
location.
Slapping whores in the back of a limo, or snorting coke, or choking somebody, or beating their ass with a wiffle bat.
What are you doing? I do all of the above, yeah. Sir.
Dr. Phil, have you ever hit a woman?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you? Let's get to
it. But if she don't, here's the rule, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
If they don't tap out beforehand, you can keep going.
Oh!
MMA rules. Hey, listen, Dr. Phil's
you
a doctor.
You got to tap out. That's your way of surrendering. You don't surrender, it's going to keep going.
I'm going to need some links.
Because I swear to God, these girls, a lot of them will just not tap out. I mean, what is with
their
problem?
They don't. And that's why you have to submit them. It's just, you're sending a
message.
You're
telling me.
It goes back to when, like just back to caveman times. She has to know who has the power.
Right.
Okay? It's like an empowerment thing. She has to know who's in control
Aaron,
of the nest.
You want
to
ring in on this? Sue Costello, you got something to say? Y'all both mouthy women.
I'm tapping out.
Sometimes silent. Who's this?
Huh? What?
Oh, I'm sure. I was behind her. I thought it was David Lee Roth from 1981.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
Very rude.
Who's that beautiful chick? She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Who girl Sue here. I'm looking right at her.
You know about Sue Tony Costello. Darrow. She's there a comedian. She famous comedian.
Yeah. She's very funny. She's very pretty.
All right. Would you slip it a little, you know?
She's a sexy mother. What is it, Sue?
The intern Phil? The
sexy
nurse
motherfucker?
Phil?
How do you say it?
Sexy motherfucker.
I don't know what you call your penis. What do you call your penis, Dr.
Phil? I call my penis?
No, yeah. I didn't like his talking about the beating
slammer.
The women. I didn't like it, so I was
silent. Oh, you didn't like
the
beating
the women?
Yeah, I don't like
longer.
It either. I don't
okay.
like it. Care for
yeah.
what
no,
I
I'm
look
against
all the
it.
Girls. They didn't like it either.
I'm against it, too.
I don't like hitting bitches. One thing I don't
hate.
But we can't, like, engage in it, because then it makes us look like we're condoning it.
Let me tell you something. Okay, just for the record, we're all against hitting women. Unless that woman's Rosie O'Donnell. Am I right, Trump? Shut up with your fucking morals, stupid.
I'd love to see Trump try to throw a punch. I think that would be hilarious. Imagine him trying to throw a punch.
You know what? Did you ever see that wrestling thing where he did the thing with Vince McMahon?
Oh, that's right. He did do a Monday Night Raw.
Like, fake punches, which was...
Yeah.
He punches like a girl. Like
he
the,
used
like,
to bring
that's
his
exactly what I pictured.
No offense. So, well, he is. He does kind of punch like a girl, because when he pulls
me,
his fist back...
I boxed
back,
for 5 years. I grew up in Boston. I will break your stereotype right now.
Whoa.
I'll kick you in the chest.
I know women from Boston, and they're... Yeah, that sucks. But here's the thing.
That's
like...
He said that sucks.
Look at that.
I mean,
come on.
You ain't no Ronda Rousey, but, you know.
That's pretty strong.
But women in Boston, they'll square up at you like men. They don't mess around.
I've had fights with men.
Dr. Phil, do you think...
What's wrong with you?
Not anymore. I'm a changed person.
You mean 2 weeks?
Would you agree with me, Dr. Phil, that people in Boston, like especially dudes from Boston, are like extra tough because they've all been molested by age 13?
Oh.
The old Bean Pound Bar Mitzvah, we call it.
So the asshole can take a punch?
Yeah.
So you believe they've all been molested? By who were they molested by?
The guy from Ray Donovan. Do you watch Ray Donovan?
Yeah,
one of those guys. Yeah,
Bunchy was in there. He's a good friend of mine, Dash.
I gotta tell you,
that Sean Penn movie where the kid was abducted or molested. So there's a lot going on there. Sue, what happened to you? Why are you all fucked up?
Here we go.
Molested. What's your story?
Did you go to Catholic school? You went to Catholic school?
I want to hear about beating up some guy.
It's a nun. It's a nun.
12 years of Catholic
some
school.
Some nun with
well,
ass.
No wonder. She's got a lot of pent-up stuff right there.
Oh, yes.
Catholic school. No, you were inhibited. You couldn't do nothing.
I could have an orgasm from dry humping since I was like eight.
Well, good. Come right now.
Yeah, with my tough skins. I used to wear the tough skins. You know those jeans?
Oh, yeah.
Sit on the razor's helmet. I'm up
against you like a corduroy. Yeah. What you went after? Pillows and stuffed animals. You're a freak. Couch corners? You went for the couch arm?
Nope, I just needed my tough skins.
You fucked that couch arm. And those little corduroy bottoms. You little freaky seven-year-old. I love it. He's got some taffy in this girl. Taffy makes it wild.
Have you hit a lot of dudes too? For real, like aside
no,
from
I'm
Dr.
trying
Phil.
To think if I ever really got into like, a real fight with.
And was it a fight like?
Well,
you
I'm so small that they would always pick me up. That was a problem. So I could never really get into.
Oh right.
They'd be like, girls, back on the rearview mirror with you. No more funny business. Back on the rearview mirror.
Did you get fights with men or other chicks?
Both. Mostly women, but
and,
yes.
And what made
it's
you?
Very, it's a cultural thing in Boston. It's not anywhere else in the country either, and you don't find that out until that you move somewhere else.
That is true.
I mean, this isn't how you say
so
hello.
Angry.
What's her fucking problem? Jesus.
I say that to people now. I'm like, even flirting and everything. Like, guys would look at me, and I'd be like, did you fucking lose something over here? Like, I have no idea how to, like.
I agree. She was like that.
You would attack the guy for doing that, and then what'd you do? Take him home?
And she dainty.
Know.
I gotta say, that Sue's accent with that, it does bone you up a little bit.
Oh, it bones you up a lot.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it's so bone favorite.
I realize that Karen accuses me of that all the time that I'm just attracted to like Jersey dum dum accents.
Oh, yeah. Also. Southern Jersey. You love a Cherry Hill Bell.
Yeah. Or like a Queens.
Everybody makes fun of my accent. I don't care. That's where I'm from.
We love it.
Joe Rogan went on after me after I was at the Comedy Store. And he's like, fuck, would you ever fuck that? I was like, actually, Joe.
Isn't he from Boston, too?
He is from Boston. Yeah,
you can't go by LA guy rules, too, with
Boston.
Plus,
Plus, Boston guys like to say you don't want to fuck Boston guys because they sisters are Boston girls.
Right.
So they all like, you can't fuck that. It's like, that's you, but stupid,
dude,
as your mother.
Listen, LA, because Ari Shaffir, we were doing a show in Montreal, okay? And so when I met you, remember my ex was like 40? She was 10 years older than me. Yes, I was only 30 when I met you.
She was scared for you back then, too, remember?
No,
that?
Sue was a little flirty. But listen.
She's a little flirty.
She was
accused of a lot of things.
You flirting with this white boy?
Yeah.
Both white and black guys.
You will
like,
tonight,
yes,
together.
I'm not downing Sue for that. I was very flattered.
And Italian boys.
Thank you.
Not Southern men. I don't like Southern men at all.
But you know Ari Shaffir?
Yes.
Okay, so my ex was 40. So the guy who's booking it, Rob Mayhew, he goes, yeah, like, would you ever, like, fuck a 40-year-old? I'm like, yeah, well, I do. Ari Shaffir, his reaction, he goes,
Ari Shaffir.
He was horrified.
Because he was new to fucking back then.
No, no, no.
Yes.
Y'all were. Would you like?
Okay, I'm sorry.
How did I tell you what it is?
I'm sorry. That's so shocked we not talk about Christianity. Go ahead.
No, he's not new to fucking. He's in L.A. where there's an overabundance of, like, you know, eights and nines and tens that have to settle for fucking clout.
Oh, that too.
So Ari's, like, spoiled. So that's that L.A., like, especially L.A. guy. That's why the women all got to get their nose cut up and all that shit. Like, and if you're, like, kind of a hot East Coast girl with, like, a Jew nose or something, they just throw you away. Like, you could do time with those girls out there because they're, you've got your old nose?
Yeah.
That's L.A., like, cocking up your brain.
But that's
him
buying into it, too. That's already buying into it. Because
Ari.
Ari. It's more of Ari's life was not in L.A. trying to get fucked.
No, Ari wears colorful fucking sneakers and sweatshirts.
Because he's playing to it now.
Because he's playing to,
he's
like,
playing
young,
to it.
Young girls.
We called it singing it for the girls. That's what we called it in college.
That's
when you
what
sing
it, is.
It for the girls.
And I got it, you know, as much as it makes me, like, puke, it really works. Fucking DeRose is out there singing it for the girl. He's got a fedora and shit now.
Yeah, but when he comes around.
He does.
And let me tell you something.
But when he comes around regular dudes, it's like this. What are you?
Yeah.
But why you got a 29 waist for no reason and a fedora?
Dude, Joe,
what happened to you?
It's hilarious because Joe, and I think he moved because we made too many shoulder jokes about him.
Yes, and out there.
Because I love Joe. Joe DeRose.
Yeah, but what about his shoulders? I'm trying to think.
Kermit the Frog shoulders?
His shoulders are like.
He can't wear a backpack?
The fedora makes it take your eyes off his shoulder.
He
looks
like he's, in a, he's
Joe,
in a constant state of being birthed.
Joe? Joe's
like he's just always being birthed.
Wow. But Joey. Preach. He is doing. Listen. When
he's
I tell
a preach birth. He's a breech baby and now a breech adult.
First of all,
you have to put that up for adoption.
An evolution An evolution transitory fish does not get birthed. It comes from an egg. Hey. Joe crawls on these girls. He's crawling on hot pieces of tail, laying 1,000 eggs on their belly, and crawling back into the ocean where he belongs.
Yo,
no, 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 listen.
He kicks sand back on him like a turtle.
He kicks sand onto the girl when he's done.
Hiding the eggs.
Listen, you got to see Joe underwater where he belongs.
Okay? He's so swift down
he's
there.
He's like a jellyfish, magnificent. It's just on land, it looks like a pile
it's
of shit.
It's our atmosphere, don't agree with him.
I don't know him, but I have to Google him now.
But Joe's my friend. I stay with him when I go to L.A. And when I tell
everybody
you...
Everybody stays with him. He sounds like the nicest
he's
guy.
The best.
I fucking I love bad. Joe. And by the way, just to people, because people are still mad at him about not standing with Ant enough or something.
I don't get caught up in white man beef, whatever happened with
if
that.
If you're mad at Joe about that, put me on your list too, you dumb fuck. I don't want to hear your dumb... They put Joe, comedian, in quotes, like I'm supposed to be angry. As if Joe, like said, Ant's right, he would have got his job back. That's in their cocked up heads. Just let everybody feel how they want.
Like they think DeRosa
what's
had
the story?
Power?
Yeah.
I
don't know the story.
You don't even want me to bring it up.
Stop.
But the people know who
treat
they
it
are.
Like me. They don't give a fuck who shot Mega Evans. I don't give a fuck about none of this.
Yeah. I. By the way, I just
even when I said Mega Evans, half the room don't know
what
I'm talking about.
I just watched
K-Ball game one of these. Yeah.
Hold on a minute. I just watched Ghosts of the Mississippi, and when I saw how Alec Baldwin saved your people by bringing James Woods to justice, I think you all owe white people a big thanks. Dr. Phil, wouldn't you agree with me that Sherrod should thank white people right now for Alec Baldwin bringing Medgar Evers' killer?
He should be thanking all the white actors out there for giving them an opportunity.
What?
We've laid the groundwork.
We did it. I apologize, Dr. Phil. We got Angela. We have Angela from New Jersey. Angela, you right there?
Angela?
I'm here.
There
Hi,
we
Angela.
Go. Friend of Sue's, right? He's one of your peoples?
Angela, what's up? She's from Artie. She follows Artie's podcast. That's
Artie's podcast.
Artie's podcast. Huh? I'm on Artie Lang's podcast
is
all the time.
Is she with a schmack?
In case you didn't get enough of my Boston accent.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a minute. Hey, Karen. This is why I find it, because Karen turns out is Philly trash.
Okay.
Go on the mic. She does.
Turns out.
Yeah. Go ahead and say your fucking words you were saying to me. Go ahead.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
He bought me it's a dolphin jumping over a diamond for our engagement party. We're going to get married.
I'm a win.
Down a city hall.
A dolphin jumping over a diamond.
You know what that's from? That's from Kroll Show. That's Christine Nangle.
Oh, what? Oh, Kroll Show.
Christine Nangle.
Yes,
she played the girl on Kroll Show
that
was getting married. She's going to call in as Philly girl, by the way.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah. Nangle's funny.
That
she
was
writes
great.
Me on Schumer.
Cameron's fucking hilarious.
But I didn't know she was Saudi. You all Saudi as hell.
I didn't know that she was such trash. Did you know that?
Filthy Philly
She's
trash.
White
See, I
Philly
just speak
garbage.
With my accent. I come straight up with my trashness. I don't hide it, and
then
bring
why,
it out once
And that's
we're
why
married.
I've got to cover my boner with this helmet. Right now. With the Race Wars
so
helmet. Yeah. No, I love those accents. Dude.
It's like fucking one of the sisters out of the fighter.
Where's her friend, though, who's on the line?
She's still not, there.
I'm here.
Oh. Angela, what do you want to say? Do you want to talk to these boys? Aren't they riveting?
Angela, any questions?
Riveting didn't have an accent to it. That came out like crystal clear.
Yeah. Any questions for Dr. Phil?
Hey, Angela, how many black guys you bang? Hey, you, Angela, you on the show?
Ask Angela, do you know where the Becky is?
Wait. Let her answer one question first. Yeah. Sorry, Angela.
I don't want to be kissing that King Cole over here.
Let her Angela, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, which question are
the
we
The black
going
guy thing first. Let's figure out if you're trash or not.
You animal. No, never in your life?
You are trash. See,
no,
I
not you.
Non-racist.
You seem nice, but your vagina's racist. All right,
are
now
you
what's
listening?
Yeah.
Am I listening? I'm listening.
She's like, you hear what's happening to me?
Angela
zero.
Sue was not zero. Listening. She was dicking around on her phone.
No, I wasn't.
How would you
I
rate yourself as far in the Becca category there, Angela?
Now, do you know what Becky is, Angela?
No.
Okay. Well, it's fellatio for anybody. For
do you know what fellatio is? Yeah.
Okay. Do you know Dr.
Fellatio is Pinocchio's little brother. He was a rapper.
Fellatio?
No, Angela, tell them how much I've helped you. Honestly, Angela did not like me at first. And I think this is a bigger compliment than if somebody just likes you.
It
if
is.
Just like you, it's easy, right? But she did. Yes. She had a visceral reaction to me.
Yeah,
yes, people do.
So, hey, join the club. Hey, don't, my face, my voice, people just don't like it. Dude, when I did Jim Norton's thing for Vice, we were doing Man in the Street, and they're trying to get people to come over. And they had to ask me to stop asking people to come over because people were
uncomfortable.
I'm like, hey, you want to be on the show?
Yeah.
People
He's
be
a
like,
barbarian.
They'd be like, what the hell is this? No.
I told you, it was out for my birthday. Me, Karen, my girlfriend, and Kurt. We go to a nice place, Cognac, on 70th and Lex, outside, nice place. I say, hey, Kurt, yeah, maybe you can get a pork chop if you want a pork chop. He's looking for food. He's like, oh, they got a pork chop? He turns to the waiter, hey, he said you got pork chop. You ain't got that no more.
I don't see a problem with any of that.
Vinny Barbarino? Who am I hanging out with?
Well, I don't see a problem with any of it, and I'm sick of being condescended to because of my Sue Costello-level Jersey accent.
All right, Angela, we'll let you talk, I promise. Now, did you hate Sue Costello at the beginning? Just be honest with us.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say hate, but she kind of... irked me a little
she rubbed
bit.
You the wrong way. She does that to people who, you know, just from a distance.
Yeah, she rubs me the right way now, though.
Oh my God! Oh, really? Did you videotape any of that?
Wow. That happens. That's how I work my magic.
Thank God this helmet is covering me right now.
You
how
ever had an Irish off? You been with a girl before?
Never.
That's the Catholic in you, huh?
Oh, maybe when I was 10. She hesitated. When I was 10, I danced naked to "Endless Love" with.
Oh,
but I can't say
you
her name.
You didn't clam off?
No, I just threw.
Mrs.
I danced
who?
Very quick, and then I put my clothes back on.
You scissored.
I put my tough skins back.
Now, Dr. Phil, what do you make of that? Dr. Phil, her...
That's like a five-minute song, I'm just saying.
Tough skins.
Well, you know, I'm wondering if...
Oh, I want those tough skins so bad.
You know, Miss Costello, dancing, what made you dance with another girl there naked? How'd it come to that?
All I remember is Endless Love came on, and it was just the very beginning. My love.
Well, don't sing it.
We just,
wait,
why?
Endless Love.
Why can't I sing it? Stop
sing
squelching
it.
Me.
Thank
I'm an
you.
Artist.
Dr. Phil, artist.
She's an artist.
That accent is just awesome. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
So you felt
that was awesome.
You felt comfortable dancing naked with somebody, but
did.
You didn't feel any physical affinity
nothing.
Toward her.
None.
Yeah.
Never.
Zero. Not one girl. If you have to be with one woman, who would it be? Who would it be?
Angela.
So I could drink one.
Oh, look at Angela's
Oh, Angela.
If I had to
Angela.
Be with one Angela. Woman, I couldn't.
That's
I
what
can't.
My girl, and by
I
the way, we've done three ways, but my girl didn't clam off.
She don't clam off. The girls never clam down.
But Karen, why is it you won't do that? And I try to push her head into their head to like, and I end up just headbutting them like two stooges.
Is this before?
I just don't like clam. Girls are delightful, but I don't like their dirty pussies. I just don't like
You sound like junior high school me. Yeah. But you learn to love it. You learn to love it.
I can't. Did we get on the show? But who did I argue with? I argued with somebody who was like, they hate pussy smell. And I'm like, it's like gasoline. I love it.
It's great.
I can't stop sniffing.
I remember when I first started
like
smelling it when I was like 13.
Like, this is good.
It was like, what is that, and how can I get more of it?
No, but I listen.
The first finger pop days, when you smell like this, why doesn't everything smell like this?
No, dude, she's got to fucking throw panties to
you
me
wake
like
up
a,
in the morning
like
and everything does.
Dog.
What did I do last night?
She comes
night.
Out, I go, get them off, right, just so I can sit there.
Smells like pussy.
But I said this to people, and they acted like I was weird that I like the, like, Dr. Phil, is that weird?
Well, first of all, you know, not all pussies are dirty or they smell. There's been some good women out there that have a very, very, Nash,
how's Oprah? What about Oprah? How did you find out?
Oprah hurt. Now I'll be honest with you. I went down there with my fingers, and I couldn't even keep my head. It was like unclogging a sink.
You got a snake it out of there. You got
I had to turn away and just kind of put my arm hand down there and just do it till she was done.
Yeah,
till she was done crying, and then we finished.
Wow. When Dr. Oh,
Phil,
Oprah or
dude, when Dr. Phil drinks, he reveals a lot of shit. That
it's
going to
be hard
thought.
Getting Gail King on the show now.
I mean, shoot. How's
She'll
your,
probably say
how's
the same
your,
thing anyway.
How's
so.
Sue's vagina?
I don't
is
know.
It all
I can't
right?
bend that far.
Is it smell
far.
That?
No.
You're like you fucking like, Ray Donovan's wife.
Can I tell you something? That show is spot on.
Spot on.
It's the way that they handled the molestation and then the rage. And the way, even when, did you guys see it?
Well,
Bunchy?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah,
am
Bunchy.
I right about this? His name is Bunchy because that's how many times he got molested? I don't follow the show. I'm
a
just
Bunchy.
Asking.
A whole Bunchy. It's a whole bunch. I'll explain it on the way home.
Is it really
I'll explain
dirty?
It on the way. Yes,
if it's
there.
Really dirty, it's it went dirty. Over my head.
It's not like, this is not like Becky. It's not.
I'm only kind of dirty. I remember I told the guy to talk dirty to me one time, and he's like, how dirty? Because I can talk really dirty. I was like, oh, not that dirty.
You don't like filthy?
I want
what do you mean?
Well, that's...
Like, can she do us a sample or something? Like, pretend you're having sex with this
Dr.
guy.
Dr. Phil,
Kurt.
Calm down. Now,
Dr. Phil.
No, I want to hear a sample.
Dr. Phil, you know, you had that very offensive woman beating thing that nobody was on board with.
Okay. Look, I'm tipsy. I want to get some action over here. Talk dirty talk. Pretend you're with this black dude over here, and he's got a big dick, and do something. Yeah. Talk to him.
You have to pretend
something.
Twice.
What do you mean? What do you mean by dirty though? Like dirty, like he's calling you a bitch or something, or do you mean dirty like scenarios? Right.
I'm not sure if I knew. This is when I was experimenting, like really trying to figure out how far I could go with my sexuality.
That experiment didn't probably not very far.
Well,
talk dirty, but not too dirty.
I could go all the way to Dorchester.
To the triple decker. That was as far as I could go.
And this is right after she went toe to toe with some other girl at the bar. You know, like, talk dirty to me, but not too dirty.
My sexuality goes from Lowell to Southie.
Can I watch Wicked Tuna?
Yeah, sure.
Experimenting with my limits and my boundaries.
Let's say I'm whispering, and like, just calling you Wicked Tuna.
That would be a funny sketch if I was like, talk dirty to me, and the guy was like, said something.
Oh,
like,
we got a Marlin on the line.
I ain't biting today, Jimmy.
Put your head down in her harbor. See what's down there.
Well, now, Dr. Phil, do you have any other secrets, by the way, that you want to reveal?
Well,
about?
We only got a couple minutes left.
You're drunk, so just spill it.
There's so many. I don't know. We'd have to devote a whole another show. Oh,
tell me about your what about any more Oprah gossip?
Not really. I mean, you know, what do you want to know about? We fooled around a little bit.
What's something we don't know about Oprah that you know that you'll share because you're drunk?
Well,
hurry up. We only got 30 seconds.
She's good in the sack. You wouldn't believe that.
I believe it.
You know, she's not like the color purple in there. She'll go down there crazy.
She'll give you some Danny Glover if you know what I'm saying.
You know, she'll.
Is she more like the Beloved than Color Purple?
You're a Shippa,
get up in here, Shippa.
Whenever he finds out black stuff, it's detrimental to the community.
It really is. I really should be segregated, Dr. Phil. They're not wrong.
All right, we only got 2 minutes left. Not even 2 minutes.
Oh, plug your shit, guys.
Plug your shit, Sue.
I'm doing my play. I wasn't trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to be funny.
When is it playing?
October 4th and 25th at the Broadway Comedy Club. You can go to Brown Paper Tickets. I wasn't trying to be funny and get tickets. Come see me.
Excellent. Do it, people.
My life story.
Tony Darrow.
Yeah, Sue, tell them to donate to Kadoozie Care.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Kadoozie Care?
The Kadoozie Cast is my podcast.
Oh, okay. So it's your thing. I was about to hang up on Anna just for no reason.
So check out Sue's podcast. Tony, what do you got to plug?
I have nothing to plug.
He's so cute.
Follow Tony's rage-filled...
follow me on Facebook you can befriend me.
Me too, at Twitter. Sue Costello.
Caitlin, what's coming up for you?
Well, Crossing Out is finally on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Spin-off podcast.
Very exciting. Rate us.
Crash the Mouth is a Caitlin and Karen's podcast. It's a spin-off from this show.
And,
it's
great. I'm opening for Kyle Grooms in November.
It's a great show.
Cool. And by the way, Caroline's tomorrow, 7:30.
That's right.
You can come see
the show. Did you take care of Robert George? He's coming to the show.
Robert George is coming to see the show, yes. Okay. And then Friday at 7:30 and 9:30, I'm headlining. It's my new hour. I'm not doing any white pressure shit, so come check it out.
Excellent.
Aaron, what do you want to plug, anything?
I'm actually performing on Friday.
Comedy?
I
changed Aaron's life.
With my boyfriend, who is a comedian.
Boo that nigga.
We like it. He's a good guy.
We're giving a terrible review of Dallas Buyers Club at a show called Fuck That Movie at Videology in Williamsburg at 9 p.m.
All right, so catch me all week.
Bobby,
I'm in Fort Myers this week at the Laughing Comedy Club.
Yes, guys, that's the real Bob DeBono who does our voices. Bob, introduce yourself again, will you?
Hi, it's me.
Bob, I mean, isn't it amazing? Yeah.
He does a great Matt Dillon,
Well, catch
too.
Me all week at the Comedy Cellar, and plus I got some show that I'm on. Don't give advice. I got advice.
I'll be on the Crystal Symphony in
Montreal. What's the name of that show? Bianca. Check me on Bianca. Yeah, I'm going to advice show, yeah. And all week at the Comedy Cellar.
All right.
And the stand. I'll be at the stand.
Oh, and we of Crass to Mouth would like everyone to please download from iTunes.
There you go.
And listen or not, but rate us with stars, please. The highest stars. Like, all the stars.
Yeah.
The producer's saying.
It's like a...
like an Uber cab.
Yes. Yeah. Uber,
give us as many stars as there are stars.
And make sure you go...
And review it and say that it's fucking banging.
Yeah, so make sure you go to standup.com. Is it standup.com? Go to Stand Up New York Labs.
No, people who listen
and
to
donate.
Like
push
show.
The donate button. Is it Stand Up? Stand Up New York Labs.
Don't say a stupid word
NY
like banging.
New York. Yeah, NY Labs. Right.
They're going to be sending their money
Shut
like
up.
Crazy.
Just make sure you
plug.
Push a donate. This is for our staff though. This is for our staff so we can take care of fucking staff.
Yeah,
who don't get paid. The white man don't pay.
Yeah, so we don't. We're hopefully make some money off this goddamn thing.
Yeah. So yeah, it's race wars. Thanks for coming, Tony Barrow.
Wait a second.
Sue Costello.
We don't get paid for this?
No.
No. This is your pay. The last.
We love y'all. Make sure you check out the next song. You have the song, Lewis?
Yeah.
Play me out, baby. I don't know what I'm playing, but play.
Yeah, but play us out.
It's a good song. I'll put it on Twitter.
Race wars.
To my chagrin, getting sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I can try to write, just wake up through, I can make it look as if I'm doing something with my life.